before the end of the day.
Duke's lacrosse team suspended over rape charges.
It would be inappropriate to resume the normal schedule of play.
The state of Black America.
These numbers are a wake-up call.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dan Revive with the CBS World News Roundup. His life in the balance. It's unclear what Zacharias Moussaoui, the Al-Qaeda man, wants at his punishment trial in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen, no more witnesses expected.
The jurors are going to hear closing arguments from both sides later today, this afternoon. Then the judge will give them their instructions, and she has told them to be expecting to get the case before the end of the day.
The question whether to impose a death penalty on Moussaoui, who claims he was part of the 9/11 plot, the jury may not believe him.
And what the jury has to do in this first stage is to determine whether or not something Moussaoui did when he was arrested back in August of 2001 resulted in at least one death on 9/11. If they say yes to that, the case continues. If they say no, he gets life without the possibility of early release.
Andrew Cohen on immigration. The AFL-CIO surprisingly disagrees with Democrats in Congress. The big labor unions today coming out against all the guest worker programs being proposed, saying foreigners here would become second class at the workplace.
Workers should be able to come here with full rights and full mobility at the very onset.
Esmeralda Aguilar of the AFL-CIO. That'll be a subject for President Bush flying today to Cancun. A CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer will cover talks there with Vicente Fox, the Mexican president.
Fox hopes the current U.S. immigration debate will lead to what he has described as legalization for everyone working in the U.S. But Mr. Bush insists his key proposal would not lead to that.
One thing the temporary worker program should not do is provide amnesty for people who are in our country illegally.
The administration contends a guest worker program with firm rules would discourage illegal immigration, but some congressional Republicans oppose the idea.
That guest worker program is not in the bill the Senate's starting to debate today. CBS News senior White House correspondent Bill Plant, will that plan to legalize foreign workers pass?
Then there's a division among members of the Republican majority. One group thinks the guest worker program the president wants does amount to amnesty. Majority Leader Frist, who's running for president, agrees. His bill goes first. But supporters of the guest worker program hope to substitute their bill later. Of course, that leaves open the possibility that neither will pass.
Meantime, Bill, the president has a new chief of staff, longtime budget manager Joshua Bolton, replacing Andrew Card. Some Republicans want more changes.
The word from inside the White House, more change is coming, but no dramatics. When Josh Bolton takes over on April 15th, they'd say that he'll have a free hand to make more changes.
Before the immigration debate, the Senate today is expected to crack down on its own behavior. CBS's Bob Fuss on ethics.
The bill would ban gifts from lobbyists other than meals, increase disclosure requirements, put some stricter rules on travel, and take the secrecy out of the use of earmarks, where individual senators can stick millions into a spending bill, often at the behest of lobbyists. With several lobbying scandals rocking Republicans in Congress, Senator John McCain says they have to act.
What are we going to do to try to restore some of the confidence that the American people have clearly lost in us?
Outside ethics watchdog groups complain what this bill would do isn't nearly enough. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The disgraced former super lobbyist Jack Abramoff today will likely get prison time in Miami, where he pleaded guilty to fraud. In North Carolina, rape charges against members of the Duke University lacrosse team. Police are investigating over 40 male students, three the specific focus. And University President Richard Broadhead says
future games should be suspended until there is clear resolution of the legal situation.
The team captains say the rape allegations are false. Some Duke women say
a lot of students are defending the players. They're saying,
oh, my friends.
They're their friends. And they're saying, innocent until proven guilty, innocent until proven guilty.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The group Defend Colorado Now says it's no wonder illegals flock to Colorado. According to their figures, the state will dole out more than $1 billion this year in Medicaid, education, and incarceration of aliens.
When people decide Colorado is no longer a de facto sanctuary for illegal aliens, they will go elsewhere, and the costs will be tapering off.
Colorado currently has the sixth highest percentage of illegals in the country. A 28-year-old man is being accused of allegedly having sex with his wife while she was asleep. The man faces a charge of sexual assault and one count of domestic violence harassment after his wife allegedly told him she felt like she was being raped and she wanted it to stop. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're off to a good start this morning. I-25 looking real good coming out of Thornton, North Glen. I-70 checking clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225, C-470 and 6th Avenue. Moving along just fine. Around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93 all still pretty quiet. So is Highway 287 and the Turnpike pushing top speeds as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now on to the forecast. Should be a nice one today. Mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-60s. Already 50 degrees in Broomfield. I'm Bailey, AM 7.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Service's Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty and a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Planes and UN colors and see if we can shoot them down. You know, the more I read about these guys, and now Halliburton's in trouble yet again, $1.2 billion contract, and in trouble yet again. Jack Abramoff is going to be sentenced. We have a busy day. But are we fighting about any of that? No, we're not fighting about any of that. We're fighting about the smoking ban. Of course, because we're both Coloradans, and we're fighting about the smoking ban. And yes, Virginia, I do believe in the smoking ban. I know. Maybe my nephew's influenced me. Maybe it's something. I mean, certainly John has children. You've got to think of your poor children, John, and that secondhand smoke. Here's the thing. And I know. He's coming back with some good arguments. Well, how come it's still okay in the casinos? See, up here where I live in Washington State, the casinos are perfectly entitled to do whatever they like. So if they want to pollute their lungs and kill their patrons, that's fine. They're a sovereign nation. But the casinos in Colorado shouldn't have gotten an exemption. You shouldn't be able to smoke there either. What? You're going to hasten your death by not only gambling, but then we're going to have to pay for more of you because you don't have any more money left? That doesn't make any sense. And DIA shouldn't be exempted either. You should not be able to smoke in public spaces. Sorry about that. You just can't. I can't sit next to you with a leaking arsenic bomb, and you can't sit next to me smoking with 275 noxious chemicals blowing in my face and lungs. I was smart enough to quit 10 years ago. I ain't going back there ever. I'm packing maybe an extra 18, 15 pounds on me, but I ain't going back there ever. But more to the point, you don't have the right ever to poison other people. You just don't. And yes, there are things like car pollution. I'm trying to be fair and bring up his arguments. What about cars? People drive around cars and pollute the atmosphere. Yes, and we should have stricter laws on that too. We should have better pollution devices because look at global warming. Look at all of it. The president denies it, of course, because he's, let's put it this way, Bush was dropped on his head before he got to watch Mr. Wizard. That's my personal theory now. In addition to the fact that he's probably raging untreated alcoholic in the sense of rage and denial, I think he also probably just a little bit, just a titch bit, was dropped on his head when it came to Mr. Wizard or, you know, science in general because he just doesn't get it. Now, we can talk about anything you like, but if you were watching the ceremony on Monday and watched Governor Owens sign that bill into law and you're clutching your chest now because you really, really want to smoke, and I kind of hesitated to do this because I used to hate to listen to smoking topics on the radio, especially when I couldn't smoke. So I understand. I understand. Look, I used to work at KOA and K-Talk and run downstairs during the elevator breaks so that I could go drag one deep into my lungs just as fast as I possibly could. I could chain smoke two in 6 minutes. I was a stone-cold, absolute, certifiable maniac. And those of you who have been listening to me over time may have listened to me because I quit live on air. That's what I did. I tried it once, failed.
And then for some godforsaken reason, it occurred to me to do it again. But that time, with your love, support, cajoling, I still have the certificate framed on my wall that a Colorado listener gave me when I finally passed the hump and I didn't smoke. And by the way, in the first year that I quit smoking, I lost my job, I lost my father, I lost, I lost a part of my anatomy that I won't go into. And it just, you know, come on. But I was amazed. One day, I'll never forget, outside of the hospital, St. Joe's, my sister and I collapsed in a snowbank, laughing our heads off. And we were crying and crying because my dad was really sick and he was in the last throes of his life. And we walked out, and she looked at me and she goes, oh, my God, what a miserable, horrible day. And she goes, but don't you feel good that you're not smoking? And I looked at her and I went, I didn't think of a cigarette all day. And we just jumped up and down like we did when we were 2 and 3 years old. We just jumped up and down like little children. And then we fell into the snowbank. And we were both laughing and crying so hard. I will never forget that moment because it was like the moment that I took my own life back from the hell I had been in since I first dragged on one of those suckers. You know, I've changed. I don't want you to contaminate my atmosphere or my children's atmosphere or my nephew and nieces, and I consider them my children. I don't want you to come near me. So I applaud you. Yay, Colorado, 13th state to do it, or whatever it is. I love it that you did this. Good for you, Governor Owen. Good for you. 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 Yay, yay, yay. Hallelujah. You did it. You finally joined, you know, and did it early. Bravo. Bravo. The 13th state in the nation to approve a statewide smoking ban after Bill Owens signs a measure today. I think I clipped the S on his name earlier inadvertently, making it illegal to smoke in bars, restaurants, and most workplaces. Bravo. Really, take it out of casinos, too, and you'll be liberated. And if you have, Indian nations are exempted, and they should be because they are sovereign nations. But I won't go on your reservations casino until you stop smoking. So that's my rule. That's my rant. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. We're also going to talk about immigration and the Iraq War, and we have some great special guests that John has arranged, all coming up and more on the J. Marvin Show. Good Wednesday morning, March 29th. 303-713-7600. Good morning.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Six, and I'm telling you, at Rocky's Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A1. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rocky's is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rocky's Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Rocky's Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
It's our biggest event of the year, the famous Joseph A. Bank
$199 sale. The entire stock of year-round wool executive suits, regularly $450, today $199. A huge selection of sport coats, executive blazers, and traveler blazers, only $199. Even select business express suit separates and all tuxedo separates, $199. That's a jacket with perfectly matched pants, only $199. Consider all signature dress pants, two for $199. Plus, a huge selection of dress shirts, three for $99. The famous Joseph A. Bank $199 sale. Executive suits, business express suit separates, even tuxedo separates, today $199.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sometimes I feel like I'm fading away. You're looking at me, I got nothing to say. Don't make me angry with the games that you play. Either light up or leave me alone.
I think I'm getting a little payback from John Turk back in the studio. I'm Aaron Hart. Good morning. I'm filling in for Jay this morning. He's taking a day off. It's 303-713-7600. And Jay may have a more libertarian view on this, too, but I personally am for smoking bans. I know, it's a nanny state stance. I understand it. He's with me. Great! Yay! That's what John just told me. Good! You really have no right to poison us. You really don't. I'm sorry. True! But, you know, and good news is for those of you who own bars and restaurants and you're worried terribly that this will kill your business, remember, we outnumber smokers 4-1. So we'll come and hang. I do. John was like, do you hang in bars? I said, well, I don't drink anymore. But, yeah, I go visit. And especially if you don't smoke. If I don't have to come home smelling like an ashtray, I'm far more likely to go hear music down in Pioneer Square, which is sort of like the Lodo of Seattle. You know, it's really important to be healthy. And I have to say, this is a great thing for Colorado. So bravo to bipartisanship. Bravo to the House. Bravo to the Senate for eventually regaining its mind and not trying to succumb to special interests and give away the store to the restaurant lobby. Thank you so much. I can't wait to come back home, hang out, and breathe deeply wherever I like to go and be able to go out with my nephews. Because my nephews, you know, are in high school and junior high, and sooner or later, you know, they'll be growing up and we'll be hanging out together and putting an elbow somewhere. And I want them to breathe deeply and freely. Neither one of them smokes cigarettes, as far as I know, and I think they'd fess up to me if they did. So, you know, I really think this is a great thing. I really do. I'm happy and proud of my home state, you know. So I just really, and if you disagree with me, you're more than welcome to. But, you know, what do you think is going to happen July 1st? Now, up here in the rain, right, we made a compromise in terms of, actually, our laws differ because you can't smoke within 25 feet of the doorway. No blowback. But as you know, climatologically, we're a little challenged in terms of rain falling from the sky. Smoke tents. They're building Casbah-like smoke tents. Like these little structures with armchairs and oriental rugs and like smoking, you know, like spittoons and fancy ashtrays. Fine, you guys go hang out there. Great, have a good time. Inhale deeply, and I hope you don't die sooner than later. But I want to sit in this nice, clean-aired, lovely space over here where I can breathe deeply and live longer. So that's my rant on the smoking. Look, I really think it's a great thing for Colorado. You may disagree. You're more than welcome to at 303-713-7600. Now, next on our list, we had a great conversation the other day about immigration. And thanks, by the way, to those of you who called my sister and said, I heard your sister on the radio and it was really fun. So thank you for calling Christina. She was thrilled, and so was I. So the thing is, I was wondering, because this immigration thing is raising a lot of passions. And be careful what you wish for. Those of you who agree with Tom Tancredo, just know that David the Jumpman Dukes from, hi, white supremacist land, never met a person of color who I could ever like. David Dukes has praised Tom Tancredo. He said, Tom Tancredo, that guy's pretty good. He's pretty good. I'd probably vote for him for president. So just know you're on the side of David Dukes. Now, here's the thing about immigration that I've been thinking about. I want to broaden it more from, should we let them in? Should we not? I don't know. It's illegal. The argument that strikes me as vaguely childish is, they're cheating. They're breaking the law. Look, if we hadn't had people thinking outside of the box in this country, we wouldn't have gone anywhere. If we had never had people who were willing to do end runs around the structure, we would have stayed knuckle draggers. Okay, no offense to any of you who may be cavemen. I know the commercial. I'm not buying you duck with mango sauce, okay? Mango salsa. But here's the thing. Immigration, one of the things I heard the other day on another show was this. The guy was saying, well, we're going to have, just like they said to me on Monday, Balkanization of America. We're going to have the Balkanization of America. We're going to become a fractured fairy tale, a mere shadow of ourselves. We won't even know. We'll become, and I think what they mean is we'll become like the Tower of Babel. And I find it remarkable that people feel that way. We'll lose our American character. So I thought I would ask you, what is the American character? What is American? Because the one answer that we could all come up with the other day was, hi, it's baseball, right? But as you know, baseball has been very good to me. Hay muchos Latinos in baseball. Hay mucha gente de diferentes países in baseball. Many people from other countries in baseball, right? As a matter of fact, I think they speak about 10 languages on every team. So, and they have translators, too. So if the most American of all sports, the mother of original American sports, and okay, we borrowed a little maybe from cricket, but here's the thing. What is American? Is it hot dogs and apple pie, or is it tacos and dim sum? Because I think it's all of the above. I think the genius and the beauty of America is not its balkanization, but its multicolored, multi-flavored melting pot of foods and ideas and languages. It's just like our language. American English is incredibly rich and redolent with all kinds of words from different countries. You know, and that's what makes our language living and beautiful and fabulous. It really does. And I probably used words from 10 different countries in those last few sentences, because we're not just derived from one place. We're not stuck in homogeneous sameness. We're not stuck. We move on. Forgive me, knuckle draggers, we evolve. We go forward. To me, the genius of us is we took, and we do have a unifying language. It is English. You know, eventually people usually do. And maybe one day it will be Spanish, okay? Maybe it will. And I think that's what people are afraid of, is that one day, maybe, just maybe, it might all be Spanish. What's wrong with that? If that does happen, let's say that instead of early, you know, instead of speaking Elizabethan English, which we evolved out of, and you wouldn't recognize if you heard it now, probably it would be tougher to understand unless you live on Gullah Gullah Island, is because that they still incorporate that into their other languages. But it's really important to think about, what does it mean to be an American? And my idea is it means to be a country that is so generous, so wonderful, so free under the guidelines of our Constitution, that we literally can go anywhere. And that's amazing. That's amazing. We're not hidebound by old prejudices. We're not stuck in the past. And to me, that's the lovely part of this. So if we've got to worry about what to do with 11 million people, so what? I mean, other people talk about balkanization, and as it occurred to me the other day, well, there are gated communities. People fight like cats and dogs to get into gated communities. I'm not particularly one of them, but people, you know, I want to live in a gated community. I want to live here where nobody else can join me. That's also American. It's not particularly attractive, maybe, but it's American. So it's 1-303-713-7600. My other question for you today, and I think that John and I are examples of this in arguing back and forth on the smoking ban, is it means that we can discuss things. It means that I can be a free-spoken and open-minded and opinionated and stubborn woman, which, you know, 100 years ago and even now in many countries, I would be clapped in irons and thrown into jail. So I'm really glad for the freedoms we have. I take them personally. Okay, I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. What do you think? What does it mean to be an American, and what do you think of the signing of the smoking ban? It's 303-713-7600. This is the Jay Marvin Show, and I'm Aaron Hart filling in on this Wednesday morning. And here's traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Aaron. Things are looking real good for the drive so far this morning. I-25 starting to bunch up as you head out of the north end. Expect some slowing right around 84th Avenue. I-70, 6th Avenue, and C-470 are all checking clear. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 is still pretty quiet, but starting to pick up just a little bit. So is Highway 287. Turnpike pushing top speed so far through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast. Should be another nice one today. Mix of sun and clouds with highs close to 70. Might see an afternoon thunderstorm, but it's already 45 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's Randy. Get online, am760.net, and join the AM 760 Progressive Club for station info, big prizes, and more. It's all at am760.net.
Stay connected with am760.net.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin from The Mortgage Store. You know, the average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. Now, this may be you, and there's something you can do about it. And The Mortgage Store can tell you how. You know, the feds have raised rates, but you can still save hundreds, even thousands of dollars every month if you have a less than perfect credit score with The Mortgage Store. If you're a homeowner, now's the time to tap into that untapped reserve of cash, and you can do it through The Mortgage Store. Their loan consultants at The Mortgage Store are experts in working with you, and you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The Mortgage Store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed P.E.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed P.E.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed P.E.
Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed P.E. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed P.E.
Sudafed P.E. Maximum strength sinus relief.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey. Hi, I'm Erin. It's 6:33. Good morning. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. He's taking a day off. It's, man, hardest working man in show business. He filled in yesterday for Ed Schultz, too. Do stay tuned. He'll be back probably tomorrow. I'm filling in for him today, though, and very glad to do so. We have two topics on the table this 6 in the clock in the morning hour, and it is 6:34, which is the smoking ban, and the other is immigration. What does it mean to be an American? What does balkanization mean? Because to me, we're not balkanized. We're multiculturalized, and I kind of like it. I do. I love it. It's part of why I love being an American, is because we have all countries inside of us if we choose. AM 760 Progressive Talk, by the way, we want to thank our loyal listeners. Do, starting next week on Monday, you have a chance to win great daily prizes. I'm still trying to talk Jerry Bell into letting me host the trip, the Echo trip to Costa Rica. I'm sure Jay would like to do this too. Crocodile Bay Lodge. I speak Spanish fluently, though. I think I should go. But anyway, do register for the Progressive Club. Find out all about this contest. This is the only radio contest I have ever heard of where you get to tell when you'll be listening so that you can listen for your name. Wow. That is so cool. So do please go to am760.net, sign up for it, and take me with you wherever you go. It's 303-713-7600. John in Littleton, good morning.
Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice on here. I've really enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you.
So, I am a smoker.
Are you?
I live in Littleton. I do not mind non-smoking in a restaurant. I prefer to sit in that section just because I don't want the smell while I'm eating. I'm a very picky smoker. I don't want it in my car. I don't want it in my house. So, I mean, I'm not your typical smoker.
I turned into that kind of smoker right before I quit. I have to tell you, it was like my world got smaller and smaller, because when my nephews came into my life, I just went, you know, I'm not smoking anywhere around them. So the house was out. And then I realized how funky it smelled. So then I didn't want to smoke in the car either. So I understand what you mean. It's like eventually you just realize how bad it smells and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I think I'm on the step to quitting. I don't know. I just got out of a relationship where he smoked all the time and it was really hard. But Now that I'm not in that relationship, I can be smoke-free and enjoy it. I mean, I'm not going to judge a smoker because we all have our rights. That's part of being American.
Exactly.
I like with the immigration thing, you know, we're in America. Let's act like we're in America.
Now, what does being American mean to you? Because to me, it means more freedom than less. I mean, I know the number of people who call up and go, but they're breaking the law. It's like, yes, they're breaking the law because they want to feed their families. They're breaking the law because the economic circumstances. I mean, if I were living down in Mexico, in the hills, and my family was starving, I'd pay a coyote and take me up here, too.
Yeah, I would, too. I mean, I would do it. Mexico, and it's not the prettiest place to live. And, you know, they're working. You know, they are paying taxes, and the government's not giving tax refunds to them. So what's the problem?
Because people are afraid, I think. I think that's it. I think they're just, they're scared. And they don't realize that, you know, like I was saying yesterday, but people come here and they are just immediately assimilated. And it's like, no, they don't.
Are they going to take your dishwasher job that you wanted that you wouldn't have applied for in the beginning?
Yeah, see, and that's the other thing. I think everybody should be paid a fair and decent wage, too.
So do I.
And I'd like to see the entire world free of pollution, like China, for example, which is becoming the biggest polluter on the planet. But, you know, I can't remember it. See, I'm going to be like George Bush. I'm going to sit here and go, shame on me.
If wishes were horses, beggars would ride.
That's it. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. So. And it's probably Shakespeare, but anyway.
I work a lot with representatives down there at the Capitol, and I'm helping with one that's running for Senate, and they're all Democrats, and when I heard that, and I just continuously hear that, I'm just like, what an idiot. You think somebody in the White House would let him know the true saying of it so he gets it right for the first time.
Well, I swear nobody told me what the one I just boggled was, but it took me a while. So I have some empathy for his mangled English, but very little else. Thank you very much for your call, John, and good for you. You know what I did on the way out of smoking, just a tip. I started smoking American Spirits because they have no chemicals in them.
Oh, that would probably work.
They're just tobacco, and I figured by doing that, I was freeing myself of the chemicals, and then all I had to beat was the tobacco part. And FYI, I used the patch. I spent about 3 to 6 months, I don't remember exactly what it was, just smoking American Spirits, period. And then I quit for good.
I went to the doctor, and he recommended a patch over, like, Wellbutrin and Zyban, and
I got to tell you,
the higher success rate over on those than, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, the patch worked for, and you can ask people who were listening to me at the time, or who were working with me, the poor unfortunates. I was crabby. I was rhymes with witch. I had to drive screaming and crying to work. And every time before, I let, you know, other people's opinions of my behavior make me quit, you know, make me go back to smoking. And I just decided, I don't care if I'm the witch of Zenda. I'm going to keep doing this. The other thing I did was one of the smoking patches boxes I bought had this stupid tape with these two people going, "Don't you like not smoking? Yes." And I used to listen to it when I went to work. And I'd drive to work and I'd go, "I hate these people. I hate these people." I'd drive down Spear and I'd go, "I hate these people. I hate these people." And then one day I was listening to them and I went, "Oh, yeah, my hair is cleaner. You know, my mouth tastes better in the morning, too." So gradually, maybe it was a little bit of brainwashing, but I'll take it. The other thing I love to do was go to Nicotine Anonymous meetings because I heard the most hilarious stories about anger ever. And I probably shouldn't say, you know, about talking about an anonymous thing, but on the off chance it will help anybody, it really helped me. And the one final thing, I looked at the patch. I put it on because it was summertime when I quit. I put it on my hip like a gun, and I imagined myself to be a gunslinger. I don't know why that helped, but it seemed to. It seemed like I was packing my nicotine, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I understand.
So
yeah,
I
put
felt,
it out of reach.
Felt, exactly, and I felt fortified, and I felt totally fortified. So
well,
that really helped.
People on the patch, and I don't know why I started back up. When I moved back to Colorado from Seattle, I started back up because it was a lot cheaper here. I thought, oh, well, I can afford to smoke.
Oh, see?
And, you know, now I need to quit again and think of the money I'll save.
Exactly.
And how much better I'll feel.
Well, have fun and enjoy it. I'm sure you can do it again. I believe in you.
I hope you make it to Costa Rica and
thanks.
You deserve to go. And
oh, they won't. Are you kidding? They probably won't let me go, but I don't care. It just sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call, John. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day.
Right. Other qualifying prizes include breakfast with J. Marvin and Al Franken. I do that, too. Dinner with Ed Schultz and J. Marvin. Woohoo! $500 worth of gas so you can drive around a lot fighting your nicotine cravings. Or just $500 you can spend any way you want. 760.net. Go now. I can't probably go, so you do it. Although, Jerry Bell, really, I would be such a good tour guide. I'm so enthusiastic. 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show, and I'm Aaron Hart filling in.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are starting to pick up around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 stacking up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. And the Turnpike starting to bunch up just a little bit eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, if you're headed out of the Thornton North Glen area, expect the usual delays from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then things open up just a little bit as you head into downtown. 225, a little heavy southbound from Parker Road on down. And I-70 still in great shape from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. On to the forecast. Should be a nice one today. Mix of sun and clouds. Highs close to 70. Might see an afternoon thunderstorm. Already at 45 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This Sunday is family night when your Colorado Mammoth take on Arizona. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 Pepsis for just $39. Get tickets now at the Pepsi Center box office or at any Ticketmaster outlet. Don't miss this Colorado Mammoth.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Don't miss Fool Me Once, the hilarious April Fool's Day party at the Denver Press Club hosted by Be The Change USA. Hear Elvis with State Representative Mike Merrifield as MC. Sign up at btc-usa.org or call 303-233-4345.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 14, the aging pickup truck.
All right, old lady. So I'm off warranty now and I got a few issues, you know. Like noisy brakes, shocks what don't hold up my rear end like they used to. Whoa, what the hemi was that? Anyway, the stand-up guy that drives me? Forget about it. Gives me brand name oil and filters, top shelf wash and wax, and when I need a replacement part, he don't mess with no amateurs, know what I'm saying? Always goes to the pros that say we got it.
Right now at Checker, you can save up to 70% during our special spring clearance sale. Save on tools, electronics, truck accessories, garage items, and lots more. And remember, Checker is the home of the 5% low price guarantee. If you ever find the same item at a lower price anywhere else, we'll beat that price by 5%. Need a great price? We got it.
So now when your pickup needs a pickup, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
It's Toyota's premier event going on now at your Toyota dealer. No matter what you're looking for, we've got your favorite Toyota models, including four doors, two doors, four cylinder, V6 and V8 engines, the latest in hybrid technology, and much more. Toyota's premier event is on. This is your chance for huge savings now. But hurry, you won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're giving away a trip to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica. Details at am760.net.
Good morning. I love this music. I may disagree with John Turk about some things, but I like his taste in music. 303-713-7600. Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Don't forget to go to am760.net. Sign up for that contest. Register, because you have so many cool prizes, including the Crocodile Bay Lodge. I have smoking ban on the brain. Okay, Hal in Cheyenne. Good morning, and thanks for calling.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey.
Hey, thank you for taking my call this morning.
Sure. I come from about 40 miles south of you in a little town called Nunn, Colorado.
Oh, we know where that's at.
Yeah, blink and you'll go by.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I love listening to Jay every morning, and I was listening to him when he was doing the program yesterday, and I could tell his voice was just about gone.
It's hard to do 8 hours of radio a day,
sure.
Particularly when you're coming off having a voice issue in the first place. I can't. When I heard he'd done both, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'd listen to him in the morning, and I could tell he was on his way down, and I knew when he was going to do Eddie's program, it was going to be a tough road to hoe. Well, anyway, I'll get to the point here.
Yes, sir.
We'll start with the smoking ban in Colorado. And I passed a bar yesterday driving over the road truck, and on their marquee, it was this was in Colorado, by the way. It said across the top, "Thanks to our governor," and then it went, "We will now become a airport bar and casino cigar smoking bar." Now, I think that caught all. I think it hit all the ends.
All the exceptions. Yes, I think it did.
You know,
too.
I'm a non-smoker.
Gotcha.
Being a trucker, I've been in and out of truck stops. A lot of truckers smoke. I think some of it comes with, just sitting there. They just do it. And I don't. Never have really liked it. Don't like to be around it. I like to be able to sit down and enjoy my meals and stuff. But a lot of times in truck stops, it's become a little difficult.
Yeah.
But so I'm really a person that I appreciate the smoking ban. The only thing I don't understand is the exceptions.
I don't either.
I think, if you're going to ban smoking in a state and we're the number 13th or whatever it is in Colorado, then I think,
ban it.
You can't have a law that it serves some and then it doesn't others. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
I agree. With the exception of Native American land or Native American control play, like we have up here, because we can't tell a sovereign nation what to do. That's part of the reason.
Exactly.
Of that.
It's just like you get down to the Four Corners, you have a big casino, and they have no booze. And right. I don't know whether that's their choice or they just
probably
don't have liquor law. I don't even know the situation. But they do allow smoking in there, and it's just unbearable. You walk
it
in
is
the place,
unbearable.
Yeah, you just turn around and walk back out.
I have. I've walked into places, and when the smell of smoke hit my face, I've turned around and walked out.
Sure, it just reeks with it. I mean, you know, even the big casinos around the country, you can go to Laughlin and actually go to a casino that is non-smoking now. Mm. I mean, it,
excellent.
You know, and they have different areas, but and on to the other
immigration,
other subject. Yeah,
sure.
Well, you know, I do think that, and we've used this terminology many, many times, we really are a land of laws here in
this
country.
Yes, laws, not men and women.
Right. We just spoke of one. We just got finished, you know, a few seconds ago, speaking of a law that on July 1st that we will have to adhere to.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to smoke in a restaurant, bar, and so on. So if we are going to have laws, I think we either need to, number one, we need to enforce them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not going to enforce them,
acknowledge that they're stupid and change them.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm listening to all of these different ideas coming, you know, from our, you know, people up in the House and Senate and so on. Different types of, I listened to one yesterday. Just as an example, it said, well, maybe it is the McCain and Kennedy. I think it says we want the illegals to learn how to speak English. They're going to pay a fine, a couple $1,000, whatever,
right.
Pay your back taxes, et cetera, et cetera. My question is, on any of these ideas and proposals, if they are illegal today
right.
and they're working and, say, not paying taxes and have no way of knowing who they really are and so forth, what makes people think they're just going to jump and go run and say, hey, I want to pay my back taxes, and I want to do this, I'm going to ask a crazy notion.
Well, the chance to get legal status, and maybe and many of them have children as well, and to be able to stay here in the country with their children may be a strong enough draw. I don't know, but I agree with you. That is a flaw. That is a flaw,
right.
And I think it's well spotted.
Yeah.
I just... boy, it's a mess. And the problem is we talk out of both sides of our mouths on this issue, and that's the problem. We want a workforce, people who will come here and work in the fields, but we don't necessarily want to pay them, and we don't necessarily, and we would like them to go home after they're done, please. And I am not one of the ones who comes from that camp. I personally think we're enriched by more people moving to this country. And making it a different, better place. But a lot of people don't want, and I understand what you're saying about the law. You're right. Why should we have laws where we just wink and don't pay attention to them?
Well, if we really paid any attention and used them for any kind of guidelines, if we used the polls, quote, polls, the majority of the people in this country are just totally against any sort of amnesty and all those sort of things. But, you know, who's going to step up? I mean, you do have people like Tom Tancredo has really, you know, he has made a point.
And David Dukes.
With it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, this is his direction. And I'll be honest with you. You know, I was going to call Jay the other morning. It came up about, you know, well, what do you people out there feel and, you know, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sit there and I'm just kind of, I'll be honest with you. I've been a Democrat all my life. My father.
Okay. Let's not cut to the chase because I've got to jump to another call.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, so you know, you got them on both sides of the fence. But the one thing, and I'll just end with this. Always keep this in mind. If you or I sneak across the Canadian border or the Mexican border, they'll put you in jail.
Maybe. Not so much in Canada. I'm not so much they throw me in jail.
Well, I would differ there. I drive truck, and I can tell you what you go through going across the border,
I go across the border a lot, too, but I've never tried to stay in Canada.
Well, the Interpol, they use Interpol up there, and they check backgrounds, I think it's a good thing.
Sure they do.
I think they should know who's going in and out of the country. And unfortunately, we're not doing that.
Okay, well, we can't throw 11.5 million people in jail. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 303-713-7600, which is why we're struggling for a solution. This is the problem when you don't address issues head on and face them. That's part of the problem. And have illegal, illicit, stupid wars that cost us so much blood and treasure that we don't have enough energy to look at some of the other issues that are facing us, like an aging population. And one of the reasons why I like renewing our workforce is because it's more money for me when I retire. It's 1-303-713-7600. And, yes, I've been paying up in all my life, and I'm not going to go down easy on that one. It's Colin in Longmont. Hi, Colin. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I guess I'd like to weigh in a bit on both of these issues.
Sure. They're both tasty.
I'm sorry?
I think both of them are tasty. Go ahead.
Okay. one is, I'm an ex-smoker, and I'm actually in favor of the smoking ban. You know, there's an old kind of political saying about, you know, my right to swing my fist and at your nose.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that these smoking bans and I just got
Your cell phone is cutting up a little. Let's just wait a second and see if we can get you a clearer signal. Are you there, Colin? We're going to see if we can get him a little clearer signal because he's cutting up, and I want everybody to be able to hear him. So we'll do that. Once again, we're talking about the smoking ban, and we're also talking about what does it mean to be an American? When people use the term balkanization, what do they mean? And what does it mean to extend a methodology to bring in 11.5 million people? Or should we have permanent resident status where we say, okay, we let you over the border, we winked and nodded, we didn't arrest you, we didn't throw you back, so guess what? You can stay here now, but we're not going to make you a full citizen. I mean, what should we do? What should we do? It's 1-303-713-7600. I think people are worrying about it too much, and unfortunately, we lost Colin in Longmont, so we have Kelly in Aurora. Hi, Kelly. Welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
I like, you know, the immigrant issue. There's lots of things to view in my point about controls. One thing that really bothers me about the illegal immigrants is that the other illegal activity that comes with it. You know, there's lots of people that can't pay to buy a visa. They fuel in drugs. They get here, they need documents, so that ends up the people making false documents. There's just, you know, there's a lot of negative sides of what they're doing. And I'm not worried about Rosita Rodriguez getting a job cleaning an office building. I'm worried about Masao Kawi's getting a document that says he's a Colorado resident, his driver's license or alien card or whatever. You know, I mean, there's...
I understand.
Illegal activity comes from it.
Right, and they didn't come over, by the way, the southern border. All of the 9/11 hijackers came in through airplanes from Europe, and originally from the Middle East, or rather, you know, from Saudi Arabia, and
well,
some of them came from Germany.
9/11.
Exactly, but how many? I mean, as far as I know, there have been no interdictions of Arab terrorists on the southern border. There have been in the northern border from Canada. So this idea of building a wall, for example, to wall out, you know, let's just face it what you're doing. When you say you want a wall, for example, and I'm not saying you do specifically, Kelly, but people who say that, what they want to do is they want to wall out Mexicans. They don't want to wall out Canadians. They want to wall out Mexicans. Well, I think that's racist. So what we have to do is we have to decide how we're going to treat. First of all, I think there's several different problems here. It's really mind-bogglingly complex. And then you've got the special interests who are pouring money into political coffers trying to prevent anybody rational from getting a point of view heard. So one of the biggest problems I think we're having is America is different, isn't it? I mean, Canada, Mexico, we're different than European and other immigrations, isn't it? Should there be special arrangements?
Well, I don't have a problem with some of the special arrangements. We need the control. And the problem from the South is that they have a great deal more poverty, and that they walk. I mean, just walk across the border. Okay?
Well,
that's why they want
to fit. And I think that's part of the problem is that we haven't addressed the underlying problem. So we'll talk about that coming up on Jay Marvin's show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600 AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a real guy from New Jersey, and this is a real story of how H57 Hoodia changed the life of someone I love. My wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using this all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. I'll tell you, I feel like I've known her forever, and I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. She's got a ton of energy. To me, she's always beautiful, but now you can tell she feels healthier and good about herself. I just wanted to say thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile. I'm a real guy, and I've seen the results firsthand. H57 Hoodia works. Become an H57 success story like Maggie.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 800-224-1938. To find out more about H57's free bottle promotion, try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
The winning begins next week on AM760 Progressive Talk. Sign up now on AM760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A sex scandal could tarnish the reputation of one of the country's top schools. CBS's Jim Trasula has the latest on rape allegations involving Duke University lacrosse players.
Prompted by allegations from an exotic dancer that she was raped by several members of Duke University's lacrosse team during an off-campus party 2 weeks ago. School administrators have suspended the team's games. Team captains deny the claims. The campus is uneasy, unsettled. Some students are fearful.
There's an unsafe feeling, and that's never good. This is a large university. This is a very, high-profile university.
Students are voicing those concerns with Duke University President Richard Broadhead right now. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
An Alexandria, Virginia jury is expected to hear closing arguments a few hours from now in the case against self-proclaimed 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. Prosecutors are asking the jury for a death sentence. This has been one of the bloodiest days in months in the war in Afghanistan. One American soldier, a Canadian, and more than 30 suspected Taliban insurgents have been killed in the latest major firefight. The AFL-CIO is weighing in on the Senate immigration bill. Parting company with some of its traditional allies in the Democratic Party, the Federation says it's against a provision to give millions of illegal immigrants guest worker status. Spokeswoman Esmeralda Aguiar says that's not good enough.
Foreign workers should be welcomed into our country with full rights and full mobility through permanent residency visas.
President Bush leaves for Mexico in a few hours. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has that.
The ongoing immigration debate in the Senate will cast a shadow over the president's Cancun talks with Mexican President Fox. Fox is openly cheering for the president's guest worker program. He wants total legalization. But the debate has a long way to go, and a number of congressional Republicans are fighting temporary legal status for undocumented workers.
Hawaiian health officials are keeping a close eye on Waikiki and Honolulu's other popular tourist beaches. The sewer line rupture dumped about 10 million gallons of raw sewage into a canal that leads to the ocean. So far, no sludge has washed ashore. Police have arrested three teenage boys in connection with a break-in at the Blackstone, Massachusetts water plant, but residents are still being told not to drink the water until officials are sure there was no attempt to sabotage the water supply. Spring break in Cancun? How about spring break at Walmart? 5 to CBS's Steve Kathan.
No sun, not much fun for 20-year-old Skylar Bartles. The college sophomore set up camp inside a Walmart in Des Moines, Iowa.
It was just wide open, dark, by myself. Just plopped down on some lawn furniture and some patio stuff and just took a nap.
He browsed the magazines, watched the TVs, mingled with customers, but called it quits after just 41 hours. But now there's talk of book and movie projects. Frank?
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
The latest technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser-drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Take only as directed.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. TiVo and Inglewood-based EchoStar Communication will be in the U.S. District Court today. TiVo claiming that EchoStar stole its technology that enables viewers to skip over commercials and violated a patent on technology used to record one program while playing back another. Right now, Arvada fire crews have responded to an early morning fire that's broken out at what appears to be a single-family home. Arvada Fire Dispatch confirming that there was an evacuation at the structure in the 7700 block of Brentwood Street. That evacuation has been successful. No details right now on the extent of the damage or what may have caused the fire. Well, we're not out of the woods yet. The Colorado Department of Health is reporting more than 20 hospital admissions last week for serious flu.
While we're down on the downside, you still need to cover your cough and wash your hands real good.
Dr. Ned Colon with the Department of Health saying this has been a below-average flu season. The MD believes illness has been down because of vaccinations and a less-than-potent virus strain this year. Thank goodness. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. We are seeing some trouble in Littleton now. Eastbound C-470 have a single car accident at University. The good news is that's off to the shoulder, so minimal slowing there. Now, if you're coming out of Thornton North Glen, expect some jamming southbound I-25 from 104 down to the Turnpike. Also have an accident right around I-70. Two cars tangled up there. They, too, are just being cleared to the shoulder. Southbound 225, we're seeing brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center and I-270 bunching up eastbound from I-76 over towards Vasquez. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93 are stacking up. Also dealing with a crash at Arapahoe and Highway 287 in Lafayette. Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound now from Federal over towards Pecos. On to the forecast. Should be a nice one today. Mix of sun and clouds, high is close to 70. Might see an afternoon thunderstorm. It's 45 degrees now in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with. Learn about key mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit at key.com. Subject to credit approval, KeyBank. Achieve anything.
Win a house full of windows absolutely free from Odyssey Windows. Call for details at 303-445-0578 or go to odysseywindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 7:06. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin, and I'm going to go ahead and mix it up this hour, too, so we can go wherever you would like to go. I'm going to pitch out some things that we've been talking about this morning so far and mix in a few others, like a good American. I like my topics multicultural, multi-aspected, multi-ethical. Okay, that's enough of that. It's 303-713-7600. I was just thinking, My family's on their way up here right now as we speak on Frontier, and I'm like, oh, they're at least it's going to be sunny here today, I think. If it's 70 degrees in Denver, ah, what a lovely day. It won't be 70 here. But I'm really glad to have you aboard. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin today. He is taking some well-deserved time off since he did double duty yesterday. Once again, it's 7:07. Don't forget to check out am760.net. Go and sign up for the Progressive Club, would you? Because you can take advantage of all kinds of really fun prizes that I, as a radio worker, cannot. Although, I keep lobbying to be able to head the trip to Crocodile Bay. Because I'm bilingual. I'll be a friendly tour guide. I can do the Julie kind of thing. No, I can't. I'd gag. But you know what I mean. All right. Colin, I want to get to you in just a minute because you had a drop off earlier about our... But I need to reset our topics for those of you who are just, you know, waking up and joining us. We're talking about immigration, but from the angle of what does it mean to be an American? What is American culture? To me, it is that we have always set up to be, give me your tired, your poor, your yearning to be free. That is what we are. We are a nation that keeps growing by our diversity, and that we're like, I told John this morning, we're like a friendly version of the Borg. We swallow you whole, but, you know, we incorporate you into our being. We are Borg. We are American. Okay, maybe not that bad, but we're just, we're more fun, I think, because we're diverse. I think we're stronger because we're diverse. I think we have better ideas. At least we used to before the Republicans came in charge. And really, you know, the Republicans really are. Do they have a genetic, a gene that says we cannot run government, we hate it, we can't, we're really bad at it, we're really terrible, we're really incompetent? I don't know. They do seem like the Borg, I think, more than us Dems do. But it is... It is one of those things that I think it also is very American to argue and to fight and to discuss and to say, okay, what's right, what isn't? And maybe it's American, too, to be a bit xenophobic. I personally like to resist that urge as much as possible. Fear of strangers, not for me. Now, it's 303-713-7600. We're also talking about the smoking ban. Big thumbs up to Governor Bill Owens, the Senate, the House in Colorado. Bravo. Welcome to the club. 13 states, Washington included too, in terms of smoking bans, although we shouldn't be able to smoke in casinos either. Or at DIA, for goodness sakes. Keep it out of my face. It's 709, 710, make that. Good morning, Colin. Thanks for rejoining us. I appreciate it.
Hello there.
Hey, Colin.
Hi, I appreciate you taking my call back. I actually want to weigh a little bit on both of these issues. I'm an ex-smoker. I quit about 2 years ago. And I just have a hard time with the whole argument that, you know, it's my right to smoke. There's an old kind of political cliche about, you know, my right to swing my fist ends at your nose.
Yeah.
And I kind of look at smoking the same way. My right to choose to pollute my own body pretty much ends where other people's lungs begin.
Exactly.
And I don't see it as a right. You know, it's a vice, and it has probably incalculable cost to society. It damages the health of the people that practice it. It damages the health of the people that are exposed to it.
Well, we're going to save, it says here, the health care will save $1 billion because that's that, well, the attributable to tobacco, the costs in Colorado are $259 per person or $1 billion total, and 130,000 smokers develop smoke-related illnesses each year in the state.
And I almost seem like, it's, you know, it seems to me like it's almost another symptoms of America's, you know, psychosis in some levels, because on one hand, you know, as far as I can tell, there's a fair amount of tobacco subsidy going on out there. And then on the other hand, there's a fair amount of tobacco taxation going on out there, and it just seems utterly schizophrenic to me.
Well, I know. I mean, I think that the point of the taxes was not only to bleed smokers' pocketbooks, but it also was to try to encourage people to quit. And in a certain sense, I mean, here up here, for example, packs of smokes cost about $5 now.
Yeah.
So in some ways, big taxes do help discourage.
Sure.
But the problem is, I think, you know, because John had a good point this morning when we were going back and forth about this. He said, you know, the state's really going to miss those millions of, you know, those dollars that come into their coffers. And I'm like, well, I'll make up for it by buying cheeseburgers.
Sure.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm just kidding. But I don't eat cheeseburgers anymore much. But anyway, Colin, go ahead.
That's what I had to say on that particular topic. The immigration issue is an incredibly thorny, complex topic, and I'm glad to hear you actually saying that on the air. I don't think there's any simple answers to it.
Uh-uh.
My own attitude towards it is a pretty complex mix. You know, I've made some, shall we say, kind of questionable choices in terms of my own education and my own career.
Gotcha.
So I'm one of those guys that's doing a lot of those jobs that Americans supposedly don't want to do, and I actually kind of resent that statement. And as a consequence of that, I'm actually working right alongside a lot of Central and South Americans.
Okay,
and I'm discovering them to be a mixed bag, just like everyone else. You know, some of them are good, honest, hardworking, decent folks that almost make me feel a little, you know, less than by comparison, and some of them are downright scary, you know,
yeah.
Just like everybody else I've ever met.
See, and that was my point on Monday, is that, you know, I have a friend on the east side who says, you know, hey, about 15% of any given population you just don't want to be near for whatever reason. Either
that's
they're whiners or they're scary or they're, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So
and I've, you know,
I have
and
a 15% rule, you know.
Yeah, that seems very reasonable. And I have heard it said that, you know, America is sort of the world's lifeboat, and I don't think that anybody on the planet is going to be served if we sink it. And as a, you know, kind of lower middle class citizen, I'm concerned at what I see this to be this trend of exporting jobs and letting, you know, and importing bodies. I just don't see how that can continue indefinitely.
Wow, is that a great way to put it? You said importing bodies and exporting jobs. So that
yeah.
is a great, great way to look at it, a simple, good way to look at it in the sense of trying to describe what the problem is. Yeah.
And the economic impact, in my opinion, I think it's another, you know, yet another mixed bag. I think there is some benefit. But if you recall that old Upton Sinclair book, The Jungle?
Yes.
Do you remember the chapter when he sort of breaks down the succeeding waves of immigrants? You know, you get the Germans and they undercut the people that are already living here in terms of the wages that they're willing to work for.
Yes.
And they establish themselves, and then the Poles come in, and they undercut the Germans, and then the Slavs come in, and they undercut the Poles.
And we're always looking for a new scapegoat.
This kind of race to the bottom thing doesn't really benefit anybody. Like I said, I've been working primarily blue-collar jobs throughout my life.
Gotcha.
And it is getting harder and harder to make what most Americans consider to be a living wage as a landscaper or as a carpenter or as even some of the skilled trades now, mm-hmm. because of the ready availability of people who are willing to work for, you know, what is basically less than a living wage. And I can't fault the individuals for that. Because, you know, they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to provide for themselves and their families. But it doesn't help anybody, you know, to just cut everybody's throat like that.
So what would be, you've described the problem in pretty clear terms. What would you do about it?
Well, I would like to see, you know, and it's interesting to me in that it seems like this current administration has managed to get the working class people to largely turn against many of the things that would help them. If we had stronger unions in this country,
mm-hmm.
I think the working people would be able to demand better working conditions, and we would have a little bit more control in terms of what employers could and could not do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just seems to me like I hear, oh, man, it's the unions that drove the automotive business, you know, out of business, whatever.
Nonsense.
You know, that's like driving, you know, that's like blaming the guys in the engine room of the Titanic for hitting the iceberg. That's an argument that I just don't understand.
No, I don't either.
And
I think their lack of innovation, their failure to keep up with the Japanese, among other many reasons. Go ahead.
And I'd also like to see, you know, employers get out of the healthcare business. General Motors doesn't need to be a healthcare provider. They need to be making
General Motors is going to Canada because they have subsidized healthcare and they don't have to pay as much for their workers.
Wonderful.
I mean that's part of if we had a national healthcare system, we would be more attractive to international corporations.
That's very true.
It makes no sense to me. And as a matter of fact, it probably won't be until big business decides they don't want to pay anymore that we get any reforms done.
I just see an awful lot of parallels between it seems like, you know, right now and I haven't heard the term used officially yet, but pretty soon there's going to be a war on immigration along with the war on everything else. And I actually think that a lot of the problems are interrelated. I bet if there were more economic opportunities for your average person in the Middle East, they'd be a lot less willing to blow themselves up.
Very, very good points. It's 7:16. I'm Aaron Hart, which is, again, why we need to innovate. With the energy we're spending on killing each other could be spent on so many more useful endeavors, couldn't they? Talk about what it means to you to be an American, the immigration issue, the smoking ban. Those are our two topics on our plate this morning. It's 303-713-7600. I'll be weaving some others in as the morning progresses. We've got some great guests for a little later in the show. I'll tell you about that coming up. Don't forget to go to am760.net and sign up for the contest. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this lovely Wednesday morning. It's
303-713-7600. AM760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are busy around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, all seeing the usual delays. Do have an accident working on Arapahoe at Highway 287 in Lafayette. Broadway, Bayside, and Belmont, they're heavy, and the Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, I-25, seeing the usual slowing from 104th all the way into downtown. Do have two cars tangled up on the shoulder right around I-70. Going to stay slow for you as you make your way down through T-Rex. Now, southbound 225, we're bunching up from Parker Road into the Tech Center and I-70. A little sluggish eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. On to the forecast. Going to see sunny skies today with highs close to 70. Right now, it's 45 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM760, Progressive Talk.
In the market for a new car? Don't miss the Denver International Auto Show, now through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center. More than 40 manufacturers will display this year's finest vehicles. For more information, log on to denverautoshow.com.
15 weeks in Denver, 3 weeks in France and Italy. Where can you find an opportunity like this? The Cook Street Professional Food and Wine Career Program. Beginning April 3rd, you can experience this intensive hands-on culinary training. The Cook Street curriculum reflects their unwavering commitment to the values, principles, and techniques of classical European cuisine. Sign up today at 303-308-9300, 303-308-9300, or online at cookstreet.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Rocky's Autos, and Rocky's matching down is back, and it's back big time, up to $1,500. So if you've got $500 to put down, you've got $1,000. If you've got $1,500 to put down, you've got $3,000. Rockies Autos, with the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 good-looking units on the lot. Mary and I, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rockies, and we've been buying from Rockies since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rockies Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A-1. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rockies is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rockies Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
On a Lifetime original movie, they met online.
Are you as hot as you sound?
She was married.
I've never cheated.
He was obsessed.
If he was taking care of your heart, you wouldn't be here.
But in the heat of passion,
he's never going to touch you again.
Love is never what you think it is.
I've been lying to you, both of you.
Where's your boyfriend now?
Anne Heche, Eric Roberts, Fatal Desire, inspired by a true story, premieres at 9, 8 Central, Monday, April 3rd, only on Lifetime.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore.
I'm concerned that the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM 760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? Starting next week, you can win one of these prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. And thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I really think I ought to be invited to go to the Costa Rican jungle. I forgot to badger Jerry Bell yesterday when I was talking to him on the phone. Send me to Costa Rica, dude. I'd be really great. 303-713-7600. Do sign up for that contest, though. It's the most fun of any radio contest I've heard in a long time. So sign up. $500, dinner with your best friends on the radio. What could be better? You know what I mean? Well, 303-713-7600. We've got full lines, so I want to jump right to it. Jay's taking the day off. I'm Aaron Hart filling in, and Jay Marvin will be back likely tomorrow. We also are talking about immigration, what it means to be an American, what do they mean about balkanization, and the smoking ban. Those are our two topics on the table this lovely morning. George in Lakewood, hello.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello? Morning. I'm sorry, I was taking a swallow of water. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What it means to be an American. In this context, I like that quote about the Statue of Liberty, about the inscription on the Statue of Liberty that you made earlier.
Emma Lazarus, yep.
And, of course, that's what it means to be an American. Equal opportunity and a beacon of light to guide the world in democracy.
Mm.
And diversity in this context, I think it's very significant that this group made a solid, significant impact on the political process in America. And I think that the underlying issue was to make it a felony to be an illegal immigrant or to help illegal immigrants. And I think the last thing that we need to do is give George Bush any more arbitrary power and control over us.
Especially since he's, you know, spying on us and doing all kinds of things, eavesdropping on our conversations with our lawyers. They're now opening their mail. And I've also heard that, you know, I mean, this every day you pick up the paper and read of a new invasion of our privacy. You're absolutely, and more usurpation of power by the federal government. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. And I think another thing, too, is that what makes some arrogant people, i.e. the hate right-wing radio, so sure that the majority of these protesters weren't actual natural-born American citizens.
They don't know. Many of them have never spoken to anybody of color in their entire lives. Many of them have never, ever, unless somebody was, you know, bussing their table, ever come any closer than bussing their table to any of these people. And that's part of the problem. And I say these people because I mean those marchers. But on the other hand, you know, that's part of the problem. The more you get to know people, the less you have reason to hate them, which is part of the reason why they have to demonize them and make them the other. And I'm doing that to them right now. But to me, they're less likable in many, many ways.
What we need to do is, I mean, that's what they do, is they demonize people and rather than look for the truth. And at least, you know, at least to some extent, we need to pursue the truth. And that's what America's all about. And
thank
with
you.
Regard to the smoking ban, I mean, you know, when they want to demonize the left and say that we're trying to promote big government with a smoking ban,
right.
I mean, at least indirectly, we're trying to help people quit smoking.
This is true, and we're trying to save money and government dollars in terms of treating people with lung disease. Thank you so much for your
call.
Thank
you. Have
a good day. George, you too. Okay, let's go to Greg in Boulder. Welcome, Greg. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk, The J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hello.
Yep. Howdy.
Yeah, my name's Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. Let me tell you where I come from. First of all, I guess I would classify myself as a Mexican, but my family came here in the 1700s. And this whole thing has been happening for, you know, a long time when it comes to busting the chops of the Mexicans. And,
yes.
You know, the way it is, there's a very historical background to this. My family lost their property, and it was taken over by a large corporation long, long time ago. But here's the thing. I know a lot of Hispanics and Mexicans, and one of the problems that they run into is the process of immigration. It's impossible for them to do if they don't have any money. You have to get a lawyer. The whole process is impossible. They can't do it.
Right.
And
good point.
What Bush is doing is he's creating another caste very similar to what's happening in the Middle East. They have a guest worker program. They bring people in from Turkey, Pakistan, to clean their houses and do all the things they don't want to do.
Right.
He's taking a page from that. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, they're creating worker bee classes, and they're going to have worker bee classes, wage slaves, people who don't, you know, make money off the stocks. Those people can pay more taxes than we do proportionally, noblesse oblige. You know, we're the ruling class. We will tell you what to do. Thank you. It's our prerogative. And then we'll create, you're right, a caste of guest workers. And you can give us your tired, your poor, as long as we don't have to grant them citizenship and they can work for less than living wages.
Right. And there's no process right now for them. They live in fear. They're extremely hard workers. They just want to make a living. They want to provide for their families, you know, and I talk to them as they or we. But there's no process, and they're not fixing the process in order for them to become citizens to actually be part of society.
And you raise a very good point, is that the process is daunting. It's fraught with misinformation. It can be very scary when you don't know what your rights are and you don't have the money or the wherewithal to hire somebody. Money for legal aid has been drying up in this country for years. So you're right. There's no resource or recourse to enable you to sort of break out of the cycle of poverty so that you could become a citizen. That is such a great point, Greg.
Well, I have a friend who's from another country. He's actually from Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And he saved all his money. He spent $10,000, a lawyer's ticket, and he's still not a citizen. He could not read the forms. He speaks English. They were in too much legal. He couldn't do it. And it's just turned into a big mess, and there's people that are basically preying on these immigrants. So it favors the people that are wealthy who are not going to work. And it's just a really, really lopsided system, and the guest worker program is a really, really bad idea.
I agree. We agree on that. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you. I think, you know, there may be a way to get permanent resident status, you know, and you say this. I also like the idea of permanent resident exchange programs. I mean, I wouldn't mind living in Latin America for a few years, especially if I could do international talk radio. I would love to do, you know, international talk radio from pick, fill in the blank. I'd love to just hop around the continents and, you know, do it from, make it a point to do seven continents in 7 years, you know. Antarctica would probably be a little depressing, but my cousin has lived there and she did really well. So, you know, I think it could be good. And I hope you're listening, Em. I'm thinking of you and I love you. It's 303-713-7600. Scott in Aurora. Good morning. Oh, we lost them. Darn it. Flo in Netherlands. Hello. Hi, Flo.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I want to make people aware of one thing.
Okay.
Now, I have been a smoker. I am still a smoker.
We really didn't cut you off. Honest, the shade, we didn't. I don't know what happened, Flo. Call back if you can. Wah. It's the phone hell portion of the day. Well, you know, it happens. It's live talk radio, and there we go. It's 303-713-7600. Let me reset the topics, and then I'll throw to Bailey, and we'll be off to the races, and you'll get your traffic update. Here it is. We're going to talk about the smoking ban, and I'm hearing some really wonderful points about immigration this morning as we're having a sort of a quieter, gentler conversation about it as opposed to Monday when we were all fired up. Because, and I think it's important to look at topics this way, too, which is what does it mean to be an American? What does it mean to you? Is there such a thing as American culture? I was thinking of jazz, but then I thought all of the components to jazz. African rhythms, Irish rhythms, Scottish rhythms, all the different bluegrass, you know, all the different kinds of musics, you know, 15th century English mandolin playing. I mean, it has all fused together. And that's the richness and the treasure of us, I think. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's time for Progressive Traffic with Bailey. Hey, Bailey.
Hello. Thank you very much. More people are heading out, and things are busy on the highway south on I-25. Actually running heavy from 104 to the turnpike. Then it opens up for kind of freakishly nice ride as you make your way across downtown and through T-Rex. Do expect a little bit of slowing as you approach Colorado Boulevard on down. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, expect some slowing with a crash tying up the right lane at Wadsworth. I-70 a bit sticky eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, all seeing the usual jams. Also dealing with this crash now in the clearing stages at Arapahoe and Highway 287 in Lafayette. Checking out the turnpike, we're bunching up Denver bound from Federal over towards Pecos. And the forecast. Nice one today, mix of sun and clouds, highs close to 70. Might see an afternoon thunderstorm, it's 46 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't get shut out of the opening day excitement. The Rockies 2006 home opener is April 3rd. Get out early and enjoy great entertainment, food, and beverages. Get your tickets at Coors Field, any King Supers or dugout store, coloradorockies.com, or by calling...
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed, but we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
4 p.m. right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart. Howdy. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin today. It's 303-713-7600. Having grown up in small town Colorado, I always image these conversations as we're just hanging around in my father's grain elevator, you know, and everybody's kind of chatting over morning coffee. So good morning. Welcome. And thank you for joining us. We're talking about immigration and we're talking about the smoking ban. Welcome. It's 7:34 in the morning. Flo in Nederland. Glad to have you back. Sorry your phone cut out earlier.
Yeah. The reason I am still smoking is medical. I have 5 holes blown in my brain, and it keeps me, smoking keeps me on a level, or when I, what I call brain jam, it helps bring me down. And it's the same with marijuana. There are people who do, who smoke it for medical reasons. Yet those people and myself are looked down on when, and I am very careful. I dispose of my cigarettes properly. I don't leave butts lying around. I think that's very inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
But I do need to smoke. And when people say that they can't tolerate it, then I don't smoke around them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that absolutely French fried me with disbelief. I mean, I'm not aware of any holes in my brain, although maybe some people would argue with that. But I would, and I'm making a joke, and I don't mean to insult you. However, I was making more of a joke at me. I hope you realize that. But here's Flo. When I quit smoking, you know what amazed me more than anything? I was calmer. And we know how hyper I am, so you can imagine what I was like when I smoked. But I actually was calmer, and I would not have believed that for the world in six pennies, you know. But it's what happened, and I will just throw that out there.
Well, when I did stop smoking, mm-hmm. Before I had the holes in my brain,
mm-hmm.
I was the same way.
Okay. But holes in the brain made it different. Gotcha.
It surely did.
I gotcha. Why do you have... Can I ask you a question that I would ask you if we were sitting around in my father's grain elevator?
Of course.
Why do you have holes in your head? What does that mean?
Well, I fell on a clipboard that put 3 holes in my left hemisphere.
Oh.
Then I, several years later, in fact, it was only about 3 years ago, I fell down my birth mother's stairs while I was taking care of her.
Hmm.
Because sometimes my eyes play tricks on me now, and when I am going right, I go left. And I thought I was going right, but I went left down the stairs.
Gotcha.
And that put 2 holes in my brain stem.
Yow!
So I struggle with quite a bit.
Yeah, I bet.
But for medical reasons, and... I do not. I absolutely do not agree with smokers who just throw their butts away.
Well, what do you think about the smoking ban, though? Isn't it fair not to, to ask you not to smoke in public? I don't care what you do in your own home. That's fine with me. Mm. I really don't.
Well,
but...
I smoked in my car.
Mm.
When I am out on the street.
You drive and you don't know the difference between right and left? I mean, no offense, but...
Oh. It doesn't do it all the time, and when I feel like my eyes are tricking me, I pull over and stop.
Oh, good.
I don't endanger any other person.
Well, I got to say, that's a bit of a relief. Thank you.
when I'm on the cell phone, I pull over and stop.
Good. Good, good. All good.
I don't try to endanger other people.
I'm very glad.
And the smoking is the same way.
Well, I hope your head heals
Well, there's no healing for it.
I'm sorry.
Deal with it.
I am sorry for that, but it sounds like you're adjusting. It never ceases to amaze me what people can do. Any point on the immigration issue?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I was born on Magnolia. Which is outside of Netherlands.
Yeah, I know.
And,
but very quickly, cut to the chase, because we do have other callers waiting.
Well, I did, myself, bring 19 families of Hmong and 13 families of Vietnamese.
Right.
I worked with them for 7 years.
Good.
And, I live 2 miles from the Mexican border.
So you believe in immigration, or do you believe what do you believe needs to be changed or kept?
Well, I think there has to be some kind of regulation for it.
Okay.
Certainly.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for your point, and I appreciate it. And thank you, Flo. Enjoy your day. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. You know, the Hmong people, the Cambodians, again, the Vietnamese who came to our country in the 70s, everybody went, oh, too many, it's our war, we did this, and we did do it. Remember, a lot of the reason why we have immigrants in this country is because of the ill-fated, illegal, stupid things we've done overseas. But, on the other hand, it has enriched our country. I don't think anybody would argue that, and there were same worries, heard the same thing. The Hmong people will take us over, they're criminals, they could be scary, oh my gosh. The Vietnamese, oh my goodness, there'll be groups of criminals coming over, oh, I think it's getting fine now. It's fine. Yes, there are some criminal elements in every group, and we have to deal with that. Ian in Denver, welcome. Hi, Ian.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, too.
Hey, I wanted to give a holler in. I'm a 28-year-old first-generation immigrant.
Excellent.
My mother, yeah. And
oops, sorry, I hit the mic.
Oh, you're fine. My mother came to this country when she was a little girl. I think she was about 7 years old. Didn't speak the language, barely spoke the language.
Where did she come from?
Switzerland.
Okay.
My parents, or my mother's parents, didn't speak the language at all. They came, they registered right off the bat, and got absolutely no help from the government whatsoever in regards to health care and all these other things that, you know, we think as a society would probably be beneficial for immigrants nowadays. They worked incredibly hard, and they found a way to get things done. They found a way to get registered. They found a way to stay legal. They found a way to eventually have me be able to call you on a cell phone and have a wonderful job and be a college-educated boy, right?
Right.
What I'm wondering is, how does the situation differ today? Maybe you know. I don't. For immigrants, what's the difference between, you know, not speaking the language in the 50s? Was there more support in the 50s for this paperwork that people always talk about?
I think that may have been part of it, and there were different quotas. Our laws have been an incredible mess, and a mold, as somebody once called it, a mold. I wrote a story about it once where the quote I remember off the top of my head was, it was a moldy miasma of racist and unfair and unjust laws. You know, groups from European, traditionally Europe, have fared better. For one thing, being Caucasian looking can help.
No
I mean,
doubt.
Certainly, you know, and that can help. I think part of it is that, you know, every group, and maybe not, I don't know so much about the Swiss, for example, but like up here in the Pacific Northwest, the Swedish families helped the Swedish families, and they assimilated. But they also were discriminated against. They were laughed at. They were discriminated against. There were terrible laws in the logging companies, for example. Nobody enforced them. There were horrific, terrible accidents. So I think each group, and you know, the Chinese, for example, the Chinese Exclusion Acts, those things were horrifying. They were racist and awful. If your family had immigrated there, your mother wouldn't have been able to, you know, and your grandparents wouldn't have been able to come together because they would have taken your grandfather, but your grandmother would have had to stay home because they didn't want people to procreate over here. So there would be no Ian to even exist.
Absolutely.
So I think...
I know my grandfather ended up working in the steel mill in Pittsburgh.
And I'll bet it was tough work, too.
Absolutely. What I wonder sometimes is, I love the fact that I could be able to, that I can be here to speak with you guys today. I love the fact that the United States has accepted me and my family. And, yes, it helps to be Caucasian. There is no doubt. Mm-hmm. Anybody who says
it doesn't
be Caucasian in the United States is crazy. Yes,
right.
It's absolutely nuts.
Yep.
So I guess I would love to sit down with the family today and look at what they have to deal with compared to what my family had to deal with in Pittsburgh, which is a melting pot of European culture.
What a great idea. And, there's that new show that had the people make up in white face and in black face and see what it was like to live in each other's realities. It would be interesting to see what, say a Swedish or a Swiss immigrant had, your family story versus a family story from today. So if anybody,
a hilarious cultural story, just to give every listener this morning a little funny story to laugh about and vision. My grandmother was sent to her, my mother was sent to her first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, she barely spoke the language, so she was the one reading all these papers and trying to help my grandparents get jobs and all that.
Right.
She was sent to her first day of school in knit undergarments.
Oy.
Crocheted and knit undergarments in Pittsburgh in the 50s in August.
Oh, dear.
The school teacher felt so bad for her. Obviously,
dear.
She was sweating bullets.
Oh,
she was
yeah.
asked to leave school. She was all embarrassed.
Uh-oh.
But so there's cultural issues, too, that were there in the 50s that they got to be there now.
Oh, no, they are. I mean, I remember when the Hmong children came, people were warned not to necessarily stare at them or demand that they look at you because looking up, or looking into people's eyes was not done, you see. So it is true. And this is part of the reason it's so interesting and lovely to live here. But, Ian, you tossed out a great question. I'm going to toss it out for the wider audience as well. Thank you so much for it.
Cheers. Have a great day.
Welcome. Thank you. It's 303-713-7600. He's right. What is it that makes it so different today? All of our ancestors have struggled here, or many of us have had ancestors who struggled here. Also, maybe a few of us had ones who were fleeing the law in other places, perhaps. Oh, gee, I wonder who that is. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. It's 7:45 on this lovely morning.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Heavy and the Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now I-25 seeing the usual slowing from 104th all the way into downtown. Do have two cars tangled up on the shoulder right around I-70. Going to stay slow for you as you make your way down through T-Rex. Now southbound 225, we're bunching up from Parker Road into the Tech Center and I-70. A little sluggish eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. On to the forecast, going to see sunny skies today with highs close to 70. Right now it's 45 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Green up your turf and improve your soil. Apply Colorado-made Pro-Rich Turf Food by Richlawn. Available at your favorite garden center or log on to richlawn.com for a store near you. For a healthier, greener lawn, apply Colorado.
Tonight on NBC, have we got a deal for you? A special Wednesday Deal or No Deal, America's wildest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at its new time, 9, 8 Central. Finally, the hit new drama Heist, where every episode leads to the biggest score in history.
Which is more fun, the cops or the robbers?
Deal or No Deal, Law & Order, and Heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons? Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910. 64910.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 303-713-7600. We're talking about how John thinks Wolf Blitzer looks like a leprechaun. You know, I never quite thought of a Wolf Blitzer with the shillelagh now. All right. We're talking about immigration. We're also talking about the smoking ban. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be speaking to Kirsten Powers. We're not going to ignore the Andy Card's departure or the arrival of Josh Bolton, son of the CIA. Harley riding, hard-charging budget guy. Think things will change? Nah. ChangeTheParty.com is where Kirsten will be speaking to us from, and Ari Berman of The Nation will also join us to weigh in on recent events, and maybe, if we're lucky, during the show. Now I'm sitting here going, get his name, Black Fedora, Black Overcoat. Jack Abramoff will be sentenced in Florida. This is the lesser of the two weevils, though. Evils. I love that line from... Mutiny. What is that? All right, never mind. Obviously, I've hit a brain wall. Excuse me, I'm going back to the phones. Kathy in Lakewood, welcome. The lesser of two weevils. Hello, Kathy. You're not the lesser of two weevils.
No, I don't think so. I just have a couple facts, one real fact that I know for sure, is that the Muslims have found the Mexican border, and they do come across that way.
Really? Who's been arrested there, the big terrorist? Can you name one?
I can't name one, but my husband goes hunting there every year.
Mm-hmm.
And one day when they were hunting and they had gone down this road, and when they came back, they found a paper sack in the middle of the road, and they picked it up and opened it, and there was a Muslim prayer cap in it. So I think that they know about the southern border. And my husband sees dozens and dozens of Mexicans walking through there every day.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Hold on. Just back up. First of all, a Muslim paracrap does not a terrorist make.
That's right.
First of all, that's first. Second, how do you know a U.S. citizen didn't drop...
The border is open.
How did you know the U.S. citizen didn't drop that Muslim paracrap, for example? Third, I'll bet it was dropped by some crazed vigilante pistol-packing jerk who wanted to scare people.
How do you know? You don't know. That's the whole point.
That's exactly what I'm saying to you. A right-wing reactionary nut job could have brought Tom Tancredo could have snuck down and dropped it there. Come on. That's ludicrous. I know the terrorists are crossing the border for a fact because I found a cow.
It's an ordinary person. It's not any reporter telling you this. This is a personal experience. And there's no phone number for anybody to call down there when they see an illegal alien.
You mean the Border Patrol? You mean the Border Patrol? You mean...
They don't publish a number and say, you know, if you see illegal aliens...
Yes, they do. You have to Google it. Do you have a computer?
And I'm not against really coming here. It's not that I'm anti the Hispanics coming over to work.
But you don't want any Muslim prayer caps in this country, right?
No, I do. That's fine. But I'm just saying, you made the statement that... They do not come over that Mexican border.
I said there's no evidence that they have come over that. We have interdicted.
Don't misquote me.
I said the only place they've interdicted a terrorist plot is the Canadian border, is what I said. There's no evidence that they have come over the border with Mexico. So you're calling up with your cap. I understand that you think that that's relevant, but it really isn't, is it?
I think it is.
Why?
Because...
Did you do a DNA test and find out it belonged to Abu Zarqawi?
Musab
Zarqawi? So what?
Come over.
So
they can come over any border.
How do you know it wasn't a kippah, a Jewish prayer cap? How do you know it was Muslim?
My husband's an extensive traveler. He's been around the world. He's been to Africa several times, and he knows the difference.
Oh, okay.
You know. So if all that, you know, I just wanted to add my comments. And my third comment about the Hispanics, I think the reason that people feel so much more threatened is could be it's the times and the numbers, and it's the language issue of being bilingual. This is America. Everyone else that has come here had to learn to speak English.
Actually, that's not necessarily true.
Well, everyone I grew up with, and I grew up in Cleveland, and it's
been
in
Chinatown lately.
Integrated city in the country. And
where?
Everyone there.
Excuse me, what city did you say? Which city did you say?
Cleveland? Yes.
Okay, I don't know from personal experience, but I remember there have been race riots in Cleveland, so I wouldn't say
I got married during those race riots.
So I wouldn't say
a friend of ours.
I wouldn't say we assimilated even people we dragged here in chains very well, did we?
Well, that's not the point.
Yes, it is.
The point is, if you want to live in America, just learn the English language.
You got to become like us, Eurocentric. You got to become hegemony, and you got to be afraid of Muslim prayer caps and paper bags. I got it.
No, they're just facts. That's just things that I know of true experiences, and everybody else that came to this country had to learn English, and that's the only thing I have.
Okay.
The Hispanics coming here is the bilingual issue, because this is the United States, and English should be the only language of legal language.
Well,
we shouldn't have to have bilingual documents and everything everywhere.
Next thing you know, I think we're going to have to be making laws that people will have to make sense or be logical, and then a lot of people will be in trouble. Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
It's Glenn in Centennial. I'm sorry, I have to shut my mic off and laugh. Glenn in Centennial. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, listen, I was asking earlier, and did I hear you say, what does it take to be a good American?
I said, what does it mean to be an American? Is there an American culture?
I believe there is.
And what is
it? My family, I have a military background, and my grandfather was killed in World War II. And when I was indoctrinated into the Marine Corps, I was indoctrinated under these words: I will faithfully support the American flag. I will faithfully support the American people under one flag and under one language. That will be the English language.
And does the oath really say one language?
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yes, and that was written by Theodore Roosevelt.
No kidding.
That's correct. And, you know, my issue here is I'm a bricklayer, so you know I have issues with it. Over the last 5 years, I've been in the trenches. I've been there fighting against illegals, And there's the problem right there is the people who say, well, these poor families are coming into this country.
It's not the illegals who are your problems. It's your bosses who want to hire them.
Yeah, you have that right, too. It's the problem right here in our own country. But when you get into the trenches and you fight against them, we're not fighting against a bunch of poor people who just don't have, you know, jobs or money to support. We're fighting against political parties and different groups. And I'll give you one example. Jose Angel Gutierrez, he's a professor at the University of Texas in Arlington. And he's also the founder of the Lhasa United Political Party.
Oh, please.
His statement says, he says, we have an aging white America. They are dying.
All right. So you're afraid that the brown hordes are going
to
come take us over.
Let me finish.
No, because I got to get. No, because we've got to leave. Thank you very much for your call. I'm really glad we didn't have more time to. Wow, we're going to be afraid they're going to turn us into a Latin American country. Wow, that would be recycling, technically speaking, wouldn't it? I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
I know. I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Masawi should be in the hands of a Virginia jury a few hours from now. At this hour, lawyers will meet with federal judge Leonie Brinkema to talk about her instructions to the jury. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The judge promised jurors that they would get the case by the end of the day, and that means we'll hear closing arguments before then from the lawyers. Prosecutors want to remind jurors that Masawi is a terrorist who proudly says he was part of the 9/11 plot and then lied about it. The defense wants jurors believing that Masawi is making it all up so he can die a martyr.
The country's biggest labor group wants immigration reform, but not the kind of reform the Senate is considering, even though it has the backing from labor's traditional allies in the Democratic Party. AFL-CIO spokeswoman Esmeralda Aguiar says the union is opposed to a provision that would allow illegal immigrants to stay here as guest workers.
Workers should be able to come here with full rights and full mobility at the very onset so that they're not wholly dependent on their employer for both their livelihood and legal status.
Police are investigating charges that members of the Duke University men's lacrosse team raped a woman who'd been working as an exotic dancer at an off-campus party. Some students accuse school officials of trying to keep that incident under wraps.
The silence is what I can't really stand. It's the fact that people know information, but they're not saying information, so therefore they're jeopardizing the safety of everyone else.
Duke has suspended the entire team while police investigate. There's late word that an Afghan who'd been facing execution for converting to Christianity has left Afghanistan. Italy is offering asylum. He could arrive there as early as today. Here at home, police are holding three teenagers in connection with a break-in at the Blackstone, Massachusetts water plant that forced residents to stop drinking tap water. The break-in could turn out to be just a prank, but people aren't amused.
Why did they scare hundreds of people and stuff? They don't realize that it had effect on a lot of people.
Officials won't lift the drinking ban until tests come back and they're sure there was no attempt to sabotage the water supply. Well, Mother Nature is giving sky gazers from Brazil to the far corners of Mongolia a rare treat, total eclipse of the sun. Williams College astronomer Jay Pasikoff took it in from an island off Greece.
It's exciting when the sky gets very dark in a matter of seconds. And this very strange phenomenon is high in the sky overhead.
Well, the eclipse was not visible in this country. If Diogenes were still around and looking for that proverbial honest man, he'd like to meet Honest John Surhoff. Bay Area man who found and returned the purse stuffed with $1 million in diamonds, pearls, and emeralds.
You think about, oh, wow, look at all this beautiful watch and jewelry. But no, absolutely not. It's not mine. I return it. Same thing you do.
The Canadian family forgot the bag on a park bench in Sausalito. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 14 points. NASDAQ is up 5. This is CBS News.
This week at CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, celebrate our 22nd anniversary with slam dunk savings, like an E-Machines computer and monitor for under $300, or a 300-gig internal hard drive for $99.99. You can also enter to win a trip to next year's Final Four, a Mitsubishi 52-inch DLP HD TV, and more. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA. Offers valid March 26th through April 1st. All offers after savings and rebates. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
Honey, I'm healthy. I don't need to sign up for a Medicare drug plan.
But Mom, Uncle Luis is just 71 and he takes so many pills. I mean, you never know.
I never thought of it that way.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
Let me help you sign up. It's peace of mind.
I didn't do so bad with you, did I?
Mama.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, care.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado has the sixth highest population of illegal immigrants in the nation. The group Defend Colorado Now is hoping to stop the flood of illegals by making it against the law to provide non-emergency services to them.
When Colorado is a less attractive place for immigrant lawbreakers to come and live and seek employment, they will go elsewhere.
Former President of the Colorado Senate, John Andrews, says more than 15% of the births in Colorado are to illegal immigrant mothers. An escapee from the Pueblo County Jail has been captured. The 24-year-old inmate has been identified as Manuel Luna.
Mr. Luna has been brought into custody by officers of the Pueblo Police Department.
Pueblo Sheriff Dan Constantine saying Luna was taken into custody without incident. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Problems for the drive. Have a crash southbound I-25 right around Thornton Parkway, so expect some slowing as you approach 112. Once you pass the crash, it stays heavy to the turnpike, then opens up a bit for a nice ride across downtown, and then we slow again near Colorado Boulevard. And watch for a three-car crash on the left shoulder southbound 225 at Colfax. Have a multi-car accident working westbound I-270 at Vasquez. That's causing some slowing. And have a stall in traffic on the ramp from C-470 onto Santa Fe. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. The turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. On to the forecast. Should be a nice one today. Sunny skies. Might see a few clouds and maybe an afternoon.
Is your Easter basket full? No? Then join Light and Life Community Church for Easter sunrise service at the Lakewood Amphitheater on April 16th. Yours and many other families will celebrate the resurrection with worship songs and prayer. And give your kids something to cheer about. The Easter Carnival with games and prizes and a delicious free brunch starts at 10 a.m. Click on the logo or go to lightandlife.net for all service times and directions. That's lightandlife.net. Light and Life Community Church, where you'll feel at home at the corner of Wadsworth and Alameda behind the Olive Garden.
A free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, I get a double dose of Colorado today. I'm with you this morning, 303-713-7600, through the magic of radio and the fact that Jay Marvin graciously took the day off today. Very happy he did that so that I could be with you to talk immigration and smoking ban. We're also going to be interviewing experts briefly about the Andy Card resignation, what that means for us in terms of our Washington government. But we're also having a very good discussion ourselves. Excuse me, I inhaled and got something caught in my throat. Excuse me. Now, I'd love to talk to you about the topics. It's 303-713-7600 on 760 Progressive Talk. I'm also going to see my nephews today, which is really exciting. So, welcome. Thanks, Chris, in Highlands Ranch.
I like the former caller. I'm also in the construction industry. I was a union operator, still am. I'm on temporary layoff because the housing market has dropped. And I also am a second generation. My grandparents immigrated here from Ireland back at the turn of the last century. And I believe every child in this country, regardless of skin color or ethnic background, should always have health care. They should never suspend that for anything.
Amen.
And I do believe that what we need to do is hold the employers accountable. I was watching C-SPAN this morning.
I'm not against that.
And I think that the fine should be enacted. And the gentleman who was on this morning on C-SPAN, who was for the Center for Immigration Studies, stated last year we only fined three employers nationally for that.
Which is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And I have seen the trades change because I do work in construction. And
how have they changed? Obviously, our last caller was afraid of the brown horde coming over the, you know, border.
Well,
but you don't seem that way. So what is it? How is it really? And how does it affect you? And what would you do about it?
I think what it is it's not paying them a fair wage, for one. I think if you keep the, because it does hurt everyone's wage in this country. If you don't give a living wage to somebody, then obviously it's going to make it.
What do you say to the people, though, who dispute that, who say that's not really true, that they are getting, that they may be undercut a bit, but the reality is it grows so much because people can expand and they can build more? I mean, I know it may be a weak argument in your case because it's affecting your livelihood, but the reality is our country continues to grow, albeit slower than it did under Clinton, for example.
Well, it grows because we borrow so massively, and that's the only reason the economy grows. I've got several friends who are economists, and that's their opinion towards it anyway.
Okay.
As if it weren't for the massive borrowing, the economy would be flat. And
which is scary.
If any of those countries decided to slow down their loaning to us,
we're in trouble.
We would start, it would be a major collapse of this economy.
I agree with you that we're in trouble, and the interest rates going up a quarter point means that they're still worried about inflation, and this is really scary. Do you know what I mean? I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you to a certain extent. So what would you do about it?
Well, I think what really needs to be done is I think that employers need to be held accountable, and you need to you do need to immigrate here legally. But I think that would slow down if they couldn't get jobs, that would slow things down. But it's like this gentleman this morning said, that you cannot, the process of trying to locate documents for the immigration itself, you know, when you're going all over the world to try to check to make sure the documents aren't phonied up and things like that, there's a real problem. I think we need to put pressure on countries like Mexico to turn around. Randy Rhodes had a great situation, or what she had was a great idea that I kind of agreed with, was get Valente Fox down in Mexico, because we know a lot of Americans go to Mexico to
retire,
and retire.
Yeah.
And go ahead and build, get some building going on there, build some retirement centers, maybe do like what the Indian tribes have done, which is, legalized gambling. We know, Americans love to gamble. And, pick up that tourist industry down there. But it would also, and force them to pay a competitive living wage for the country that they're in. Because in 1984, when I got out of the military, I was making $18 an hour as a union operator.
Mm-hmm.
Today, a union operator makes $20.50 an hour. That's a $2.50 an hour.
Improving that the working classes' wages have not progressed along with, they always tell us, oh, the country's growing, it's growing. Yes, for people who have money to invest in stock dividends. But people who are making, hourly wages have seen inflation eat up their, $20 and $3 in 20 years is not nearly keeping up with the money. Do you know what I mean? So your buying power is not increasing either, which is very scary.
Right.
So,
and I think another thing is with the illegal immigration, and there is a big argument as far as that, and I understand, because Like I say, I have a lot of Hispanic friends. I've had a lot of men on my crew that were some of the greatest workers who all immigrated here legally and had to go through the process. And they send some of their money down, but you got a lot of the ones who are crossing over here and then sending everything back. But the problem is that it is a weight on the system. We all pay for it when you have a lot of illegal immigration, because even though they pay taxes in, it's $10 billion more in services that they're collecting.
Actually, that's not necessarily true. It's about a wash, or they lose. But I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate it, and thank you for your reasonable points. I appreciate them. Chris in Highlands Ranch, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Michelle in Conifer, welcome to the we're going to D in Denver. It's 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm well, D. You?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fine. I just wanted to make a couple of comments, and I'll let you go on. It's nice to hear you on Jay's show. I haven't heard your show before. I just wanted to comment that it just seems to me like the whole discussion, the whole topic, when you listen to people talk about it, there seems to be a lot of, it seems to be okay, a lot of, you know, almost implied racism in some of the things that people are saying about the immigrants. And it's not
yep.
in such a way... Hello?
Yes, I agree with you.
Right, and I mean, I don't think even that it's, you know, I don't think it's only, you know, people aren't necessarily racist or anything like that, but it seems to be that our whole culture has found ways to accept, you know, singling out certain groups of people for whatever reason. You know, if you listen to some talk show hosts, you would think that all of our, you know, all of our services, like, say, gas station, car washes, you know, produce workers, you would think that they're all illegal immigrants, you know, that they're the only people who are taking those jobs.
Right.
It's not true at all.
No.
But you can't get anybody to say that, you know? I mean, could you imagine? If that were true, there would be a lot more than 11 million.
Todos nosotros hablamos español, entonces, you know, everybody would be speaking Spanish, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know, my family actually came in from Puerto Rico, and
cool.
So
I grew up in Puerto Rico too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know, and then also when you talk about the illegal immigration, never do you hear anyone mention that, you know, we have a border to the north.
Yeah.
Canadians come in here illegally all the time.
Nobody's talking about building
Nobody's
a wall along that place.
Right, exactly, because they look more like, you know, the common American, or what you would say is the common. You know, I think you should have let that lady talk a lot more earlier. She was really funny. The one who found the Muslim cap.
The Muslim cap in the paper bag.
Right.
I probably should have let her talk more. You're wrong.
Yeah, because, you know,
she's
you
making me
like
laugh.
That talk, and it helps other people to see how ignorant people are out
yeah.
there, and, you know, it kind of helps us open our eyes. I mean, there was a big thing in New York where they were, you know, it was okay, let's search anybody who looks like a Muslim. You know, if you look like a Muslim, we're going to search you because we might, you know, they might bomb the train. But if you think about it, you know, we're in America. You know, what does a Muslim look like in America?
Very, very good points. Thank you so much. Please call again, D. Boricua calling. That's great. Thank you so much. I'm Aaron Hart, 303.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
That's on the lot. Mary and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rockies, and we've been buying from Rockies since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rockies Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A1. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rockies is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rockies Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
On a Lifetime original movie, they met online.
Are you as hot as you sound?
She was married.
I've never cheated.
He was obsessed.
If he was taking care of your heart, you wouldn't be here.
But in the heat of passion,
he's never going to touch you again.
Love is never what you think it is.
I've been lying to you, both of you.
Where's his life from now?
Anne Heche, Eric Roberts, Fatal Desire, inspired by a true story, premieres at 9, 8 Central, Monday, April 3rd, only on Lifetime.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore.
I'm concerned that the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM 760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me at Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? Starting next week, you can win one of these prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco-trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike. And then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taking the day off. I'm grateful to him because I like to work. And my family's coming to town later, so I'll have a little extra coin to help treat them at one of our fabulous smoke-free restaurants that we've been talking about. The smoking ban this morning and immigration. And we haven't really touched on the gossip coming out of Washington. So I'm really glad for our next guest. And by the way, the number to call if you have any questions for her is 303-713-7600. And Kirsten Powers, good morning, and thank you for joining us. And you're with ChangeThePartyCom. I've been reading your site a bit this morning. I know that's not the only thing you do. You have your own blog, and you also write for the New York Observer and Elle and USA Today, as well as have worked for America Online, and have been you've been on Fox News as a political analyst too.
Yes.
Oh, the belly of the beast. Have you ever called them on the fact that they always make us go first?
They don't do that.
Yes, they do.
That's not in my experience, but...
Oh, okay. Well, then you're the one liberal I've ever seen that they never make go last. They did let me go last once, but only because I whined first. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't whine. Yeah. I just went, hey, you guys always do this, right? And they went, oh, no, we don't.
Right.
Kirsten, question. Why is Andy Card leaving now? I heard that he resigned on the day of the Dubai ports deal debacle.
Well,
I think that it's pretty obvious, and it's sort of been, people have been talking about him leaving for a while now because the Bush administration has just completely gone off the rails, and it's just been one thing after another, you know, where that's going wrong, and we have to start looking at the staff at some point, even though it's ultimately the president's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point you have to start looking at the staff, and the chief of staff is a good place to start. So people have been talking about this for, you know, at least 6 months. Now, of course, what he did was he just turned around and brought in somebody else who already worked in the White House, so it's probably not going to change very
Josh
much.
Josh Bolton,
you know?
The man we have
yeah.
to thank for all those lovely tax cuts for
right.
the wealthy.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people were expecting maybe he would, you know, bring in somebody fresh, kind of try to shake things up and get things on track, and instead he just brought in another person who, you know, is just an insider and a Bush loyalist and isn't going to do anything different.
And who has also been working there for 5 years, so who could also, theoretically speaking at least, although the job isn't as tough, be suffering
right.
from burnout.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was sort of funny yesterday. A lot of the Republicans were saying, oh, well, of course Andy Card's leaving. It's no big deal. He's burnt out. He's been there for 5 years. But the person who replaced him has been there for 5 years. So, you know, it's not, you know, and I do think people burn out. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, you've got to.
And, you know, it's incredibly intense. But at the same time, I don't want to excuse the things that the president has done or any of the rest of them has done because of the chief of staff, because I don't think at the end of the day the chief of staff is the one, especially Andy Card really was not the one who was driving policies. I mean, I don't think anybody really believes that.
No, I don't either, although I think he's had to clean up a number of messes that were left by those policies.
Right.
And some less effectively than others. In terms of what does this mean? Because I know the Republicans have been biting at his ankles because they're looking at his poll numbers and realizing that this is an election year. 2000, the congressional elections are upon them. They're in danger of losing the House and the Senate as well, perhaps. I'm actually laughing because the pundits are finally beginning to say, well, and they might just lose the Senate too. And I hadn't heard talk like that for quite a spell. So I'm thinking that, although it's too early to predict anything, it's interesting to me that the people giving him the most heat to change the status quo in Washington are the Republicans, who must be reading the poll numbers and being very frightened of being tied to them.
Yeah, definitely. I think that you're going to see them distancing themselves from him. And you've already had a couple of situations where Bush administration people have gone into districts and people have not appeared with them. And I don't think that people think, you know, being attached to Bush is necessarily a good thing. I also think that as a separate issue, you have a lot of the conservative, you know, ideological people who are really really mad at him for a lot of reasons, you know, for the spending and things that they don't view as being, you know, quote-unquote conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's kind of getting it from all sides. You know, Democrats are mad at him. Republicans are mad at him. Independents are mad at him.
Yes.
It's pretty disastrous.
It's the Richard Nixon syndrome. You know, Richard Nixon's biggest problem was not only Watergate, but it was that he lost every single one of his constituencies and the rest of the country as well. So
right.
I think one of the problems he's having is that the people who have traditionally supported him are now looking at him with tremendous suspicion and fear. I mean, their whole issue has been all this time since 9/11 has been the war on terrorism and how they're much tougher than the Democrats. But they don't even seem to be winning that issue anymore, are they?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, they don't seem to even be winning the issue of the fight on terrorism anymore. I mean, with Iraq being a mess in Potamia, as John Stewart says, and with, you know, no hope in sight, with Christians being persecuted in Afghanistan so much so that they have to flee to Italy, for goodness sakes, it seems to me that they're losing the ground on the war on terrorism as well, which has been their traditional strong issue.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And I think that they tie, also you have to remember, they tied the Iraq war to fighting terrorism. And
yep.
So if we're fighting terrorism in Iraq, it's not going very well. You know, it's actually, I don't believe that it has anything to do with it, but they've put themselves in a box now because they've told everybody that that's why we're in Iraq, we're fighting terrorism. And all you have to do is turn on the news or read the paper to see that it's not going, you know, they've completely mismanaged it, even if you were a person who supported the war. You know, there are a lot of people who supported the war who have said this is just a disaster.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it maybe, you know, there are people who say, well, I think the goals going in were good goals. You know, I don't share that view, but they think they were good goals. And, but they can't believe how badly executed it was, and just mismanaged, and the level of incompetence that has, you know, really has, you know, resulted in a lot of people dying.
Josh Bolton is rumored to be a competent guy. Can he right this ship? He'll have his hands in all of these issues and more. He'll move on beyond just budget issues and certainly have to tackle the conflation of the war on terror with the Iraq and what hell that has to pay for them now that they did it to themselves. But also, they are incompetent. I mean, every day you pick up the paper, Halliburton's being yet again investigated for ripping us off. That $1.2 billion oil production contract is now under terrible scrutiny. Henry Waxman, leaked some documents yesterday. We've got more Downing Street memos indicating that Bush was hell-bent on going to war no matter what. So what are they going to be able to do to pull this out of the fire? Anything?
Yeah, I have no idea, and I don't see how one person could possibly turn that around. And maybe if they had brought in somebody who...
Well, dump Donald Rumsfeld and maybe things would change. Dump, you know, Dick Cheney and maybe things something would change, but...
Yeah, but it's hard to believe that this person is not... You know, there's no reason to believe that he would... I mean, here's the thing. I haven't ever heard Bush say that he wants to change course. So
no.
I don't know why everyone keeps expecting him to hire somebody who's going to change course. All he does is he keeps coming out holding press conferences saying, we're going to continue doing this for as long as possible, basically.
Same stuff, different day. So, Jack Abramoff, how much time do you think he'll get?
Oh, I have no idea.
But it makes you laugh, doesn't it? Now you're writing for Change the Party. What does the party need to do most? And we have only a minute and a half. But what do they need to do? How do we change the party so that it reflects more progressive values and can still win in 2006? Because I really want to win. Oh, I think we lost Kirsten. I think we lost her. Her line was fuzzy anyway. So would you tell her goodbye for me, John? And thank you very much. Here's what I think. I think they're in trouble. I think they're in real trouble. I think that the party, basically, I'm beginning to think that what the Democrats should do is just say, we are not George Bush. You know, step away from jumping off that cliff. We're not George Bush, and we run governments much better than they do. Hi, want competence back in Washington? Elect us. Hi, want a kindler, gentler Washington? Want less war, more talk, more action? Ken Salazar just advocates going in and getting more international involvement. Do you really, in your heart of hearts, think that George W. Bush can accomplish that? Oh, good. Neither do I. All right, I'm Aaron Hart filling in for the J. Marvin Show. We can talk about Andy Card's replacement, or we can return to our original topics, which were about immigration. What does it mean to be an American? Maybe we should talk, having talked to Kirsten Powers of ChangeTheParty.com, we should talk a little bit about what does it mean to be an American? What is it that makes us special, if anything? And should American exceptionalism therefore be carried overseas, because we haven't talked about that either. So I think we can talk about any and all of these topics coming up, and we'll be talking to the nation next hour as well. So it's 303-713-7600, but for now, it's back to just us on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and it's time for Progressive Talk with Bailey. You know what, Bailey?
What?
I always think of Bailey, Colorado when I hear your name.
You know, a lot of people say that. Hey, did you grow up in Bailey? But I didn't. No.
You didn't? Well, you know what? Well, they don't ask me. Thank goodness my name isn't Nun. Let me ask you another question.
Yes.
Which is, I have heard, I won't say which one it is, but okay. I've heard your other work,
mm-hmm.
and I like it very much.
Thanks.
Big thumbs up to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes,
and I
indeed.
Like your work as well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, looking at traffic, a little bit of trouble for your drive now. Have a crash south on I-25 right around Thornton Parkway, so expect slowing from 112th. Once you pass the crash, going to stay heavy down to the turnpike, then it opens a bit for your ride across downtown. South on 225, we're running heavy from I-70 because of a three-car crash in the left lane at Colfax, and we do have a multi-car crash tying up the left lane westbound I-270 at Vasquez. Now, around town, things actually thinning out a little early on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike looking pretty good eastbound. Westbound still slow from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. On to the forecast. Nice one today. Mix of sun and...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
To many, many more years. Here's to 20 more years. Ah, hell, 30. 40 more years, Jay. Oh, what am I talking about? 75 more years. Huh?
To drive you nuts knowing that you're throwing money away? I'm Jeff Kingery with some simple math. If your heating bill is $200, you could save as much as $90 every month if you install Odyssey Windows. The Odyssey window is the most affordable triple pane window money can buy. Learn more. Go to odysseywindows.com or call 303-445-0578.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK and Skin Clinic. Icon has been making LASIK affordable since 1999. Now, depending on the patient, Icon charges as little as $4.99 per eye. No one else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price. Icon can because they've cut out the middleman. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained on the very latest state-of-the-art lasers. From Nidex to Visex, Icon laser surgery is safe and affordable. So if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk with the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Once again, log on to icondenver.com or call today to set up a consultation. It's free. 720-524-1001.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
I'm telling you, I don't think Jay or Eddie speak Spanish fluently. I think, you know, or Al either. I think I ought to go. I really do. I could be like the designated talk show host leader of the pack. Y hablamos español, y inglés, y comemos, y charlamos. It'd be great. I love the tropics. I miss them. It's 8:30, especially when it starts raining again. It's 8:34. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. Don't be confused. I'm in an undisclosed location, or rather occasionally disclosed. But I'm filling in for Jay today and very grateful to do so. Thank you all very much. It's 8:35 in Mirab in Denver. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ann. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple of comments. One about the Iraqi war and the potential that we may lose this war.
Mm.
And, you know, when we lost the Vietnam War, a lot of the Vietnamese immigrated into the United States because it was a policy to bring these people in because we destroyed their country.
Yes.
Now we're at a point where we're destroying Iraq. And I think that one of the things that we're not really thinking about is at the end of this, at the end of the day with this whole war, will we be talking about national security and what risks we'll be taking when the Iraqi people come into the war, because that'll be part of the settlement agreement?
Yeah, I would think that's a distinct possibility given our history, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to raise was, you know, the NAFTA was brought in a few years ago.
Yes.
To address the inequities on both sides of doing business in foreign countries.
That as well, and we thought it would improve things.
Right, and it has not.
Not I really. Well, for big corporations it has.
Right, and I think that's where we need to think a little bit out of the box, in that we have U.S. companies doing businesses in Mexico and in poor countries. But they don't pay the living wage to the Mexican employees or the other foreign country employees that work those businesses in those countries. And as a result, they're not even paid equally to what they get paid here for similar jobs.
Very true.
How can these people possibly
earn a living wage so that they can stay home?
Right.
Yeah, it's terrifically hard, and it's one of the challenges that we face. You know, I can think of so many things, and it might become cumbersome bureaucratically, but as we get more and more computerized and things can be done more rapidly digitally, I think there are all kinds of interesting things we could do. I mean, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind working overseas for a while. I think it'd be kind of fun. But I wouldn't mind if somebody came and worked for me here. Do you know what I mean? If there was like an exchange system somehow so that we could visit each other's countries but not necessarily stay there permanently. If there were all kinds of ways for people to be able to come in and apprentice citizenship, for example. Maybe if let's say 20,000 people wanted to retire to Mexico from here, maybe 20,000 people could come up here and help pay their Social Security. If we had some sort of way of working it out that seemed more equitable and fun, I think it would be easier on all of us. But I don't think that anybody thinks of it in a way that's fun. They just think, what can I get out of them and how can I get out of them fastest? And that's not the way to think about it. You know, I agree with you. I think there is some. I wish there were more groups that were thinking about this in a more challenging and innovative way, rather than depressive and forbidding way. If you know what I mean.
Right, and I also think that most of the jobs that are going to be available or could possibly be available are not the fun kind of jobs. You know, they're going to be the clerk at McDonald's and the clerk at JCPenney's in Mexico.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, though. I mean, my brother, who happens to work in Puerto Rico and owns some businesses in Puerto Rico, actually owns Mexican food restaurants. He's a gringo living in Puerto Rico, owning Mexican restaurants. He also speaks Spanish fluently. But one thing interesting that he does is that the people who work in his taco maker shops, they are encouraged from the very beginning. First of all, they're paid better than anybody else working in the similar jobs. They are also given every single opportunity to apprentice management jobs. I mean, he's got a whole farm system where he has people moving up, and they stay with him for like 15, 20 years because many of them become managers or they earn enough cash and open their own stores. I mean, he looks at it as if, why go around, changing employees all the time? Why don't I have a good enough business that they want to have a stake in it? And he's been successful. I'm really proud of him for doing that. I think he does a great job.
Yeah, and I applaud him, too. But I think that we need to also look at the bigger businesses because they're the ones that are pulling in huge profits. And they go out of this country to profit make.
And not only that, they set up their corporate headquarters on foreign shores so that they don't have to pay taxes, which is immoral.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Good thinking. Tom in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I have a couple of things I want to say. I don't know, you know, with this immigration debate, here's what I don't understand. Is it why are these people, particularly the Republicans, are they blaming the Mexicans, the immigrants, for this issue? I mean, it's our government. It's our government that has allowed this to happen for the past two or three decades. You know, I don't get that. You know, it's been our government that it has let us down throughout this whole affair. Not even that.
Well, it's big business in government. It's the people who benefit from it. It's agribusiness. It's all kinds of people. But anyway, go ahead.
And, you know, George Bush let us down on 9/11. I mean, he wasn't looking at his presidential daily briefings. I mean, quit blaming the immigrants. I mean,
exactly.
You got to look at your government. You got to vote out these people, you know, these people that our government that has blundered this whole issue. We have blundered with many other issues, too.
I think you make a lot of sense, and thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Here's the other thing. Yeah, rather than demonizing the workers, which I think a lot, it's tempting to do because when you feel powerless, it's easier to go after perhaps a smaller target. But the reality is, it is the structure the way it works, and it is incredibly complex. It is, many people want to immigrate to this country, although maybe it's going to get less because of our stupid policies, but I still want to be in a country that everybody wants to live in if they can, and you know, I don't necessarily. I know we can't take everyone, and I understand there has to be some reality here. But on the other hand, why wouldn't we want to be the best country on the face of the earth if we possibly can help it? And I think one of our strengths is that we're constantly changing, is that we do have influxes of people. I mean, I'm sorry for the Vietnam War. I'm not sorry that we have Vietnamese people living in the United States. I think the Iraq War is tragic, but I won't be sorry to have more Middle Eastern influence in this country, because I think one of the things that is our strength is that we do reflect the world. I think that is an amazing, amazing gift. So I think we ought to continue trying. The challenge is to how to better people's situations in the rest of the world. The challenge is how to make this a good, environmental country for us, because our middle class is being assaulted. I don't disagree with Lou Dobbs on that one. It's 303-713-7600. What do you think we ought to do? We're having a very thoughtful discussion this morning and some scary talk, too. Oh, yeah, those Muslim caps in the paper bags on the border. Whoa! It's a very complicated and amazing.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Down towards the turnpike, then it opens up for your ride across downtown. Southbound 225, running heavy from I-70 because of this three-car crash tying up the left lane at Colfax, and we do have a multi-car crash also in the left lane, westbound I-270 at Vasquez. Those jams also going to take you back towards I-70. On to the forecast. Nice one today. Mix of sun and clouds. May see an afternoon thunderstorm with highs close to 70. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Winter Park and Mary Jane have the snow, and you've got spring fever. Over 28 feet of snow has fallen so far, making this season one to remember.
Do you have a home improvement project, any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier Gutter Protection System keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty at a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to DenversNewChurch.com.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit BeachesETC.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
Dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to am760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
And do just that. I can't do it because I don't qualify, but I'm still trying to angle my way into hosting the trip to Costa Rica. Oh, have fun. Do it, do it, do it. It's the only contest I've ever seen where you can actually say, okay, this is the time I listen, and that's when they'll announce your name if you're chosen. So, hey, it's 303-713-7600. We're talking immigration. We're talking, well, we're not so much talking about the smoking ban anymore. Immigration seems to be possessing us yet again. What it means to be an American. Jake in Fort Collins, welcome. Hi, Jake.
How are you?
I love your name.
Well, thank you.
I do. One of my friends has a son named Jake.
Well, I'm even better looking, if you believe it.
Oh, well, gosh.
Well, I'm calling you. You asked about what it is to be an American a little bit earlier.
I did.
And I was thinking about this. Americans are afraid to think critically. When I think of how neocons talk about us being unpatriotic when we question the president on the war, and then I think about the fact that when you're in the military, you have to sign away your right to question anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So how could it possibly be patriotic to not question the president, this administration, so that whatever we're getting into, we're keeping accountability for those troops who cannot question it, the security of our nation, have to just
point.
Do it.
Great point. We need to do it on their behalf, because if we don't, they can't. Very, very good point. I like that.
So that's all I had to say.
I'm really glad you said it. Thank you, Jake. Be well. Thank you. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 8:50. Here's the other thing I've been thinking. You know, I laugh at the people who find caps on the border, and I am a bit derisive of people who fear the other coming to take back, you know, Colorado, New Mexico, Nuevo Mexico, y Arizona, California. Oh, my goodness. But here's the thing. I don't know, and maybe it's so obvious, I should have seen it way before this, but I think so, people are frightened because they think that other people aren't like them, that there's some sort of otherness about them. And here's the gift my parents gave me, was to look beyond ethnicity, to look beyond language spoken, to look beyond color of skin, and know that people are human beings, no matter where they come from. They need to eat. They need to sleep. They're impelled to love. I think we're also impelled to believe in powers that greater than ourselves. I think we seek the meaning of our lives if we have that luxury, if we're so fortunate to have that luxury. But I think we are driven to Maslow's hierarchy of needs without a better quick describer. You know, we all want shelter, we all want food, we all want nourishment for our souls, and we want to love one another. I think those are givens. And I don't care what language you speak, I think that's what you want, by and large. Now, there's some people who have an urge to dominate and to control and to rape and to pillage and to hurt. Fortunately for all of us, those people, I believe, are in the minority. God knows what happens to them to make them that way. But that's what I think people fear, and I don't fear it, because I believe that people coming to this country want the best for themselves just like I do. Brian in Lafayette, welcome. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show this morning.
Hey, nice to hear a new voice.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say it's also really nice to hear someone in Anglo speaking a foreign language.
Oh, well, thank you.
On the radio.
I'm very lucky. Actually, one job that I lost that I sort of regretted was I was up for a bilingual radio job. I always thought it would be really cool to speak Spanish and English during a show. So if anybody wants to do that, I'd be willing to be a guinea pig.
Kind of the Dora the Explorer of the airwaves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's what you said about, well, I call it xenophobia. My daughter goes to a dual-language English-Spanish school.
Excellent.
Yes, it's a wonderful.
My father dreamed of those.
Ah, there are about five in Colorado.
Excellent.
And they're great for the Anglos because it helps the kids to get away from the feeling of xenophobia or that influence. And I think it also really helps the Hispanic kids because years ago, they came up with Amendment 31 they were trying to get passed,
mm-hmm.
which is basically banning speaking of Spanish in schools.
In school, right.
In Spanish. And I was active in getting that defeated.
Good for you.
Thanks. One thing that struck me was the level of fear. People were about like divided into thirds, people who were rational and kind of on our side, people who were in the middle and were easily misinformed, and people who were is basically xenophobic and essentially small-minded.
Driven by fear and ignorance.
Yeah, and it was right. An unconscious sort of fear that I think they weren't even very clear about.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were honest with themselves about what their issues were.
I think you're right.
And it was really telling. One time I talked to a bunch of people, and they had the honesty to say, well, it bothers me when I'm in the store and I hear someone, you know, two ladies speaking in Spanish behind me. I think they're talking about me.
Right.
It's like,
and they're probably talking about lettuce, their children, their schools.
What size the clothes are.
Yeah.
Like but there's kind of an insecurity around a lot
yes.
of people. One thing that's struck me, I haven't heard people talk about very much. They say, oh, the Hispanics are stealing the jobs, the immigrants are stealing the jobs. But no one talks about how you pick up basically any consumer good and you look at the bottom of it and what's on it? Made in China.
Yep.
And you pick up very few things that say made in Mexico. You think about the immigrants, they're producing goods, they're producing services, and they're paying rent. They're buying goods and services. And Mexicans, I tell you, most of the Hispanic people I know are a lot better consumer than I am. I'm basically cheap.
Which is one reason why Madison Avenue is now translating things into Spanish. People think it's the plot to turn everything into Spanish. But the reason that they do it is because there's a market for it, you know. You're going to sell more sofrito rico if you've got it. You know what I mean? It's like you're going to sell more foods. You're going to sell more cars. You're going to sell more, you know, vacations. You're going to sell a lot of things if you speak in as many languages as you possibly can target. And the force here is, and I think people like it. I like it. I like it when I hear an ad in Spanish because it reminds me of home. You know, so my home in Puerto Rico, where I also grew up, so as well as Colorado. Actually, it reminds me of Colorado, too, because I've heard Spanish in Colorado since I was when I was a child. So to me, It's about the enrichment of all of us, as you feel. But I also think, forgetting the consumer factor, it's good business. That's part of the reason we're in the situation we're in, though, is because big business went, let's go grab a bunch of workers and exploit them. And that isn't right either.
Well, the problem is that I see, when I look around, I haven't seen it big business so much, except for maybe companies that have are service industry oriented.
Hotels, Walmarts, cleaning crews. That's what I'm thinking of when I say that, or agribiz.
Yeah, one other thing, factor, though, because my wife is actually Hispanic, and she's worked in jobs with Hispanic people,
mm-hmm.
and no one, I haven't heard anyone on this station or other places say, Hispanic workers in some ways are more desirable than Anglo workers, in that if you have someone working a minimum wage job or a low wage job, I think in a hotel work they were getting like $8 or $9 an hour, they're much less likely to complain.
Yep. To form unions.
To whine and moan. Not even just the unions, but anything. They would do what they were told. They didn't tend to question.
Particularly because they could be thrown out if they said anything. Yeah, that's what makes the women, the woman organizer of the janitors, I can't remember her name, in Los Angeles, such a remarkable figure. Because she looked around and saw the exploitation and said, okay, I don't even care if I'm illegal. I'm going to organize anyway.
To a degree, though, I'm not even talking about exploitation. That does exist. But a lot of the situations I've seen have been relatively good people, Anglo management or what have you, who aren't exactly exploiting. But it's just Anglo workers can sometimes be kind of spoiled.
Provocative points. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Christine in Arvada, I'm going to try to squeeze you in as well. Thank you. And I'm not sure I'll get to you one other call, but if I don't, hang in. We'll be back in a minute after our interview. Christine in Arvada, welcome.
Hey, that's okay. I got to make it quick. We got to take off to the babysitters. It's interesting that that guy made the point he did just before me that American workers are spoiled. And you know what? It's true. There are certain wages and conditions that we've been taught since we were kids that we should not accept. That is exploitation, and someone making the minimum wage and trying to support a family is being exploited.
Absolutely.
I think what SEIU has done with the janitors union is incredibly important. I'm a union worker myself.
Excellent.
And I just absolutely loathe when people say, Americans won't take these jobs. You pay a living wage, Americans will take the jobs.
Amen, sister.
And then you make these immigrant citizens, and they will take the jobs. The fact is, they want guest workers because the people on top cannot survive without the people on the bottom.
Thank you very much for your quick point.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
As a sign up now on AM760.net.
KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dan Raviv. A matter of life or death for Zacharias Moussaoui, the French citizen who admits being in Al-Qaeda. In fact, he boasts that he was supposed to crash an airliner into the White House on 9/11. In 2 hours in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, closing arguments from his attorneys trying to save his life and from prosecutors demanding he be executed. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen is there.
Jury instructions are going to be very important in this case, especially on the issue of what the law requires Moussaoui to have done as an affirmative act that can be considered the cause of death on 9/11. Whichever side wins that battle over that single instruction may just win the war of this sentencing trial.
Now, how to treat foreign workers who entered the U.S. without visas. The House passed a much-protested bill 3 months ago. The Senate has just this morning started debating the issue, but CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss, it's not the House measure. In fact, senators have a lot of choices.
They do. The bill that appears to have the most support would let more immigrants into work and give legal status to the millions already here, providing for those who can meet the requirements an 11-year process towards citizenship. Democrat Edward Kennedy helped write that bill.
And the continued health of the American economy demands a system in which all of these workers join the formal labor force and pay their taxes.
Some Republicans have joined him, but many others, including Senate Leader Bill Frist, are vehemently opposed to what they say is an amnesty for those who broke the law and sneaked across the border. Live on Capitol Hill by CBS News.
Don't drink the water. Don't even use your washing machine. That's the warning to almost 10,000 people in Blackstone, Massachusetts, in a town just across the border in Rhode Island, after two boys age 15 were charged with breaking into a water facility. They may have contaminated the H2O.
There was a 5-gallon pail of some sort that had some dry residue in it, and so there was a concern that maybe there was something in the pail that might have been put into the water supply.
A local official saying the water is being tested. Around 40 members of the lacrosse team at Duke University are under investigation, three young men especially, after a black woman said to have been an exotic dancer at an off-campus party alleges she was raped by white students on the team. The Duke director of athletics has reluctantly suspended the team. No lacrosse for now, but
I've seen no evidence of any racial problems with the lacrosse team or, frankly, any of our teams.
What's new for Tom Jones? He became Sir Tom today at age 65, the singer knighted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace in London.
You can't compare it to a hit record or a tour or anything. It's unique.
Well, lucky Tom Jones, the man who faced a possible death sentence in Afghanistan for converting from Islam to Christianity, has now left Kabul. Italy is granting asylum to Abdul Rahman. On Wall Street, the Dow up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, it's Judy from Northwind Traders, the region's leading gourmet food superstores. We've got some really terrific deals on fresh produce this week that I want to tell you about. For example, fresh strawberries, $2.50 a pound. Hothouse medium-sized tomatoes, $1.49 a pound. And large artichokes, $2 each. Good stuff. Now, one warning, we may not have any of these items in our stores. We've had a lot of trouble with our complicated computer system lately, processing orders and deliveries and so on. So to be honest, we're not exactly sure what will be in the store near you. But why not pop in and surprise yourself? It's part of the fun of shopping. It's your Northwind Traders Superstore.
Even some successful businesses could use help with supply chain dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics. Powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver an easy-to-use system that unites even your most far-flung supply chain links. Plus,
if your Easter plans involve just a chocolate bunny and some hard-boiled eggs, listen to this. Light and Life Community Church has an entire weekend of festivities planned, starting with Good Friday worship service on April 14th, followed by Easter sunrise service at the Lakewood Amphitheater, three Sunday services, and a family carnival with games, prizes, and a free brunch. Click on the Light and Life logo or go to lightandlife.net for service times and directions. That's lightandlife.net, Light and Life Community Church, where you'll feel at home at the corner of Alameda and Wadsworth in Lakewood.
$500,000 bucks. The DEA was called in to handle the 25 bricks of cocaine. The driver and a passenger both face federal drug charges. Senators continued to debate a bill that would toughen laws on illegal immigrants.
I'm for repatriation. And do I mean rounding people up and shipping them out in railroad cars? No. I mean through the simple enforcement of existing and new laws that will probably be enacted.
Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minuteman Project. The Senate Health and Human Services Committee will hear a bill this morning designed to help working-class Coloradans get prescription medications for less and save the state money. That bill would create Colorado Cares RX. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with an AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. We are still seeing a few problems in Commerce City. Have this multi-car crash down in the left lane of Vasquez, so expect delays from I-70. Southbound 925, bunches up coming out of the north end of town, but some good news. Had an earlier crash at Thornton Parkway. That has been cleared out of your way. Still seeing a little bit of bunching in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex. Now watch for a crash on the ramp from westbound I-70 onto northbound I-25. And around town, things back up to speed along Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, Highway 287 and Highway 93. Turnpike looking pretty good, a little sluggish for you. Westbound from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Onto the forecast, sunny skies today, might see an afternoon.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Watt, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
For the nation, and we're going to talk to him about the Andy Card resignation, what that means, if anything at all. And, you know, it's interesting to me, Ari, it would seem to me that Bush has had a policy of, they treated my daddy bad, so I'm going to go ahead and ignore Washington insiders. But this time he appeared to listen to them, or else Andy Card was so tired he finally decided that beating the longest record for chief of staff was beyond his grasp.
Well, it's probably a little bit of both, Aaron. I mean, he's listened to Washington a little bit. The question is, will he listen to them more? I think that most people reacted with yawns to this story. It's not even really a story. If it's the first resignation of many, then it's a story. But if it's just Andy Card being replaced by Josh Bolton, well, not much is going to change.
No, I was going to say, same stuff, different day. But I think one of the things that's interesting, though, is that the Bush is finally sounding more of a conciliatory tone, not only with the party, perhaps, on a certain level, but also with the American people, like trying to, this latest gambit of going out and trying to explain, even in front of hostile press corps and Helen Thomas. Is that really a change, or are they in just so much trouble and they're sinking so low in the polls they'll throw anything at the wall?
So I think they're trying to change the message. They're not trying to change the policy. Bush, for example, on Iraq, isn't doing anything different. He's just talking a little bit differently. But even that has been sort of a failure. I mean, he went out at one of these press conferences last Tuesday and said, well, future presidents of Iraq will decide when troops come home, basically admitting for the first time that, you know, a lot of U.S. troops or all U.S. troops will not leave Iraq under his watch. And then, of course, people were scrambling. The White House immediately started backtracking on that story. So when Bush starts being more candid and open, that also carries risks for them. But, I mean, the policy has to change, and as of now, the policy isn't changing.
No, the policy doesn't seem to change at all. As you say, it would have to be followed by more resignation. Say, let's off of the head of Don Rumsfeld, metaphorically speaking, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. It would have to be big, big changes, wouldn't it? I mean, because
Rumsfeld still seems to be a possibility.
But, does he really?
But Cheney, of course not.
No. No. Well, we won't see the back of him, unfortunately. Well, how will this... So this is being greeted with a yawn. What, then, is the gossip in Washington today about in terms of the Bush administration? Because they are foundering.
Yeah,
and
well,
I would imagine the Republicans are backing away from them as fast as they can.
There's talk that they may add one or two people to reach out to Congress. I mean, a lot of the problems they have right now is with Republicans in Congress who are incredibly unhappy with them over the Dubai ports.
Well, they have to run for office.
Exactly.
No wonder they
have to run for re-election. They're unhappy about government spending. Just recently, a lot of them are very unhappy about immigration. So he has a lot of problems with the Hill in general. And, you know, Josh Bolton may be able to smooth some of that stuff out, but some of that stuff is, again, related to policy, and some of it's just related to the fact that Republicans in Congress feel ignored.
Well, the big talk out here in Colorado today is immigration. That seems to be an issue that is roiling after the large-scale demonstrations this week and the hearings in Washington as well, and this proposal to make felons out of people who hire help or are illegal immigrants. So it would seem to me that one of the issues that's going to come up but may not be tackled by Congress, I hear both things coming out of pundits in Washington, so I wonder where you stand, Ari Berman, which is, are they going to be able to pass substantive immigration reform or not?
It's going to be a hodgepodge. It's going to be very hard, I think, to reconcile what the Senate wants and what the House wants and what the President wants. I mean, Tom Cancredo's vision of immigration is never going to become standard law. I mean, too many businesses oppose it. Too many sensible people oppose it. There's just no way, and they're totally demagoguing on the issue. At the same time, there's going to have to be some border enforcement provisions so Republicans can look tough in 06. But the fact is, you know, people need cheap labor, and that's what it's about. And there's a very large, I'd say, branch of what I'd call cheap labor conservatives that want a relatively open, liberalized immigration policy.
So what issues do you think they will be able to tackle, if any? I mean, the president trotted out Social Security, shot down, has tried to talk differently about the war. No one seems to think it's going well, despite his, you know, continual whining that the good news just isn't coming out of Iraq, dang it. What can the president do, if anything, or will this be a year where we see the Republicans backtrack and try to separate themselves as much as possible from the commander-in-chief?
Well, I think they're going to move pretty slow. I think that right now the House and the Senate is taking up a rather weak package of lobbying reforms. They're probably going to pass something that's incredibly diluted to say, listen, you know, we've learned our lesson from Jack Abramoff. This won't happen again. But
kind
of course,
sort of never take money from big ever.
But yeah, but
maybe
of course, nothing's really changing. I mean, the legislation's been so watered down at this point that it's not going to make any difference whether they can accept a hamburger from a lobbyist or not. I mean, that's basically what they're debating at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some small reforms, but it won't really matter. I still wouldn't rule out the possibility that some troops are withdrawn before the 06 elections. I mean, Karl Rove knows this is an explosive issue, and despite what Bush is saying, I think that there's people in the administration that are going to want to withdraw troops before November so that Republicans can say, listen, you know, we're steadily redeploying troops, you know, we're making progress, we're going to get out.
But Ari, is there any way possible that Karl Rove will ever suffer consequences for his actions in the Valerie Plame case or any other? I mean, that seems to resurface every few weeks, but nothing ever seems to be done necessarily. I mean, I know the prosecutor takes his time, but still.
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, he definitely is still very much in play in this thing, but for now it seems to be focusing on Libby. I'd also say that Jack Abramoff's trial starts, I think, today in Florida, and that's going to be back on the front pages very soon. And
I believe he's being sentenced today in Florida.
He's being sentenced today in Florida.
I believe so. I think his trial in Washington starts fairly shortly.
Yeah, anyway. Exactly. And, well, they're separate.
Yes.
Florida and the Washington. And so that's going to come back in the news. And you have to realize that the Justice Department is still looking at a number of Republican lawmakers who could be indicted. That'll put the issue of corruption back front and center. So the news climate doesn't seem very good for Republicans right now. But, of course, you know, anything could change. I mean, they could find Osama bin Laden tomorrow. Who knows?
Well, yeah, right. Hi, here he's been all this time.
Or they could find him in October 2006.
Yeah, I'd say that would be the better time when they're going to trot him out, if he's still living, if he's still among us. Or maybe they're cloning him and waiting for him to grow up. I don't know. Scary thought. Now, I also wonder, because a big issue up here in where I am was that Congressman McDermott did not prevail in the Supreme Court. In the appeals court, in terms of the leak of information about Newt Gingrich. Do you remember this case?
Yeah.
But I'm asking you because you work for The Nation, and I'm assuming free speech concerns you. I don't know whether The Nation was a party to the suit. I don't remember off the top of my head. I know the bigs were.
So.
New York Times was, the Washington Post, others. But in terms of that, do you think leaking, there should be a provision whereby there is sort of get-out-of-jail-free leaking, for lack of a better way to put it?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know how far I'd go, and I certainly don't want to speak for the nation's position on this.
No, no.
But there obviously has to be, you know, some sort of protection. The McDermott thing is pretty ridiculous, and I can't believe it's actually still around. Someone had told me that the statute of limitations had expired, but apparently not.
No.
But it is sort of ironic that the only person that the House Ethics Committee is looking into right now with all the corruption, is Jim McDermott.
Is Jim McDermott a very liberal Democrat from Washington State, you know?
Exactly.
It's just stunning how that seems to be the only person who gets persecuted.
I mean, they won't
stuff.
Look back at Tom DeLay. They won't look at Bob Ney. They won't look at a whole sort of whole
Senate
range
won't
of
authorize
people.
Outside ethics investigations. None of that stuff for us. Uh-uh.
No, I mean, the Senate, literally, if you watch the debate right now on lobbying reform, I mean, you would think that it was all just invented. You'd think that Conrad Burns never accepted any money from Jack Abramoff. You'd think that Bill Frist, never had any problems with his, daddy's employer. You'd think that, none of this stuff ever happened.
Dukester never bought himself a yacht and had to go to the slam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the Justice Department is literally the only people that are investigating anything, and even there, it's unclear how far they're going to go on the Abramoff stuff.
Well, lovely. More of the same in Washington. Anything to look forward to in this next little while in the political season? You've named some of the things.
Me and Passover and Easter.
Yeah. Okay, Passover and Easter and you know, a happy Passover and a happy Easter, whichever, and that's about it. Yeah,
yeah,
I think
Congress will be out for another 2 weeks. So,
this is the least
you say what are they going to look forward to, they're not working. I mean,
they're not. I mean,
the House is going to work 79 days.
The lowest is, what, 1830? I mean, it's really bad, isn't it?
I mean, I wish we could all work 79 days.
That sounds very attractive.
I'm going to pitch that to my bosses. But so not much is going to happen. I mean, it's all going to revolve around 06.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I also think every decision will be made in light of that. It'll be interesting to see them scramble, though they complain about the Democrats being in disarray. I think the Republicans are falling over themselves to
for
figure
once,
out
I mean,
a policy.
You can, for once, you can read the Republicans in disarray story as well.
Yes, thank goodness.
They're both in disarray.
About time. Although I don't know where the American people and our leadership that we deserve is in all this, missing in action. Home celebrating Passover and Easter. All right. Well, thank you for cheering me up, sort of. But you don't think any serious movement on the immigration at all, right?
There'll be some. They'll try to bang out some sort of compromise, most likely, in conference if it gets to there. There may be something, but I don't see any way that they can get some sort of comprehensive bill that satisfies everyone. It's just the issue is too divisive at this point.
I agree. Thank you so much, Ari Berman. Nice to meet you, and thank you for chatting with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Okie doke. She's from The Nation, contributing writer. Check him out there. He's also a Puffin Foundation Writing Fellow at The Nation Institute. That's thenation.com. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin today. It's 303-713-7600. The least working Congress, 79 days. Don't you know, maybe we can get guest workers for them. Hey.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Fans, bands,
sedans and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 good-looking units on the lot. Mary and I, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rockies, and we've been buying from Rockies since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rockies Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A number one. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rockies is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rockies Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans. 800-720-4833.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this one-hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart. Thanks to John Turk. Thanks to Jerry Bell. And thanks to all of you. Good morning. So excited I get to see my family in a few minutes. They'll be probably going to land very shortly. So I'm very excited because I haven't seen my nephew since, January. But I love them. They're so much fun. We're going to play cards, hang out, see my mom, make some decisions, and see. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning, and thank you all for joining me. Penny in Boulder, thank you for waiting. Good morning, and welcome to the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning, Aaron. It's so nice to hear a female voice, especially somebody who's spent a good part of their life in Puerto Rico and sharing your perspectives on the immigration issues.
Thank you.
I want to call because I think I have a couple solutions, and maybe I've heard them in pieces before, but first of all, I understand the reason these people come there, and if I had to live two families to an illegal garage apartment to feed my child, I would do the same thing.
Me too.
And so whatever approach we take, I think that we have to have a humanitarian interest at the top of the heap there. But I disagree with your former speaker who talked about this need for cheap labor, because I think we come to a point where labor is so cheap that it really doesn't provide for anyone's ability to truly survive here.
Well, and that's part of the problem. How are they going to buy anything? You know what I mean? I mean, isn't that the way the world goes around? The American consumer who keeps our economy afloat in times that are bad.
So I think it's in our nation's best interest that we don't have labor being paid such cheap rates that they can't even afford to support themselves, let alone contribute back to the economy here. And my solution is a two-pronged approach. First, we have to change our foreign policy to stop doing things to these other nations that hurt their economies. And I cite as one example the way we give our agribusiness huge farm subsidies so that they in turn go down and sell their corn and wheat down in places like Mexico and the Latin American countries for prices so low that they drive out of business the subsistence farmers.
Mm.
And then, of course, those people, they have to have jobs, and they go where they need to go to get the job. So we need to correct our foreign policy, which is damaging those other neighboring nations, whatever the nations may be.
Makes sense.
And then the second prong that I have to this is I'm not for walls, and I'm not for bussing them out, and I'm also not for a third round of amnesty or a guest worker program, because I think those things just enable our corporations to take advantage of these people. And rather see is an increasing level of fines. We enforce the laws of the fines to the corporations that knowingly hire the illegals, And we do it gradually. We start out at some rate, and then when and then some people will decide, some companies will decide, ooh, it's not worth my chance to hire this. So that job goes away. And eventually we increase gradually, and I think there would be an orderly leaving of the country by people back to their own countries. And in its wake would come, as the unlimited supply of unreasonable cheap labor begins to slow down, corporations, businesses would have to pay a living wage to the people in America. And that allows us to address our lower 10% of a society that you know, we have a problem with those people, and we need if we would pay those people enough to live and give them some health benefits, I think a lot of those jobs would be filled readily. But to expect a person to live on, say, $7.50 an hour, which is what
insane.
I earn right now, without my husband's support, we just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And so I think we gradually need to uplift every one of our citizens, and then allow afterwards legal immigration. Those legal immigrants would also benefit.
And maybe up the numbers for the Americas, or whatever it is we need to do to make it equitable and fair. And
we could. I also have a bottom line concern about overpopulation. And, you know, I think in a way sometimes I look at our country as a ship that's trying to save a lot of overpopulated, very poor nations around us, and our heart is in the right place. But at some point we sink our own ship. And our environment degrades, the greater our population grows, and we're soiling our own commons. And so I think we also have to look towards helping the world and helping our own nation obtain
Well, we've got
population.
A graying population. At this point, we are replicating ourselves, but you know, that could change.
And our nation's population is growing.
Yes, because of immigration,
right,
not because
right.
of population, not
right.
because of reproduction to a larger extent, although that
right.
we do still reproduce more than Europe does, and we do reproduce slightly more than we are, if that makes sense. But
right.
but here's the thing. In Europe, they've got the same graying population, and they're not getting replenished. And one of the problems is sooner or later you're going to have a bunch of old people and no younger people in order to help take care of them. And that's going to be a mess. So we need to think about that.
I think that problem is kind of overblown in terms of...
not in Europe's case.
Well,
not
you,
at all.
You adjust the scale then a bit on and where the support goes. But I don't think you can automatically continue increasing population just to support the older generation, because the earth can only support so much. And
well, I understand what you're saying, and for that we need sane policies. Thank you very much for your call. We need sane policies and reproductive rights and reproductive freedoms, because as long as we have countries where people can tell women how to take care of their bodies, we're in trouble.
Right.
So thank you very much for your call,
Penny.
I appreciate it. I'm Erin Hart. I'm filling in for J. Marvin today. The number is 303-713-7600. And Martha in Aurora, it's your turn it back. Welcome.
Good morning, and thank you so much for Air America, because I don't know what I'd do without it. I have no answers, but I have a comment about being in Australia and what I saw there. First of all, they pay $3.50 for a prescription, all prescriptions.
Wow.
They have universal health care. The ladies that worked in the hotels where we stayed, and I stayed in some of the better hotels,
mm-hmm.
Made $13 an hour that were housekeepers. They didn't want tips, and somehow or other those hotels thrived. They made money. They maybe didn't make as much money as ours, I don't know, but they paid a living wage to these people that worked in their hotels, and yet the hotels thrived. Now
I find that up in Canada a lot, too.
And so I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know what the answer is, but I just know what I saw. And I think maybe we're going to have to take back this country one state at a time, because I don't think we understand the real agenda in Washington that's been there since 2000. I think that maybe their agenda is right on target. I think maybe everything they do...
Class warfare, war overseas.
Everything they've done, and I think creating a problem. Right now, all this takes our mind off of Iraq and
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
It was a horrific attack today.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do think, how can you blame people when you have open borders? And maybe the lady that was just on, she may have been right on that we need to see what policies we can have abroad so that people don't want to come here. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know for the first time in my life, I have to worry about what my nation is doing. I used to just worry about my own household, you know, and balancing my own books and carrying on. Now I'm just worried to death about everything.
Yeah.
So...
Thank you so much. Thank you, Martha. May it improve. It's 9:30. Yeah. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being grateful for our Air America and 760, AVM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600 on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for you this morning. Once again, it's 9:30, and I'd love to talk to you, so hop on. It's 303-713-7600. Time to check in with Bailey for Progressive Traffic.
Earlier accidents have been cleared out of the way, and we are looking pretty good. I-70 pushing top speeds between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Southbound 225, a little slowing. As you head down toward the tech center, C-470 in great shape in both directions through Highlands Ranch, and I-25 still a little sluggish, both north and southbound through T-Rex. Now, around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 all look good. So does Highway 287 and the Turnpike, still a little sluggish westbound as you head into town. On to the forecast. Nice one today. Mix of sun and clouds. Might see an afternoon thunderstorm, but highs close to 70. It's 56 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Kids ski free at Arapahoe Basin Ski Area. Purchase a full-price adult lift ticket and get one free kids lift ticket up to age...
Tonight on NBC, have we got a deal for you? A special Wednesday Deal or No Deal. America's wildest game show. Then... an all-new Law & Order at its new time, 9, 8 Central. Finally, the hit new drama Heist, where every episode leads to the biggest score in history.
Which is more fun, the cops or the robbers?
Deal or No Deal, Law & Order and Heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
Y'all slackers better figure out what y'all gonna do.
On the streets of Atlanta.
Uh-oh! Here we go, y'all!
In a place called the ATL.
It's all on the line.
Four friends all wanted one thing.
Been saving this for 3 years.
He's saving for what?
So you need to get out of here.
They wanted more.
I'm trying to make it out.
On March 31st, Warner Brothers Pictures presents A New American Story.
I just want you to recognize the difference between what you feel and what's real.
Tim T.I. Harris, Big Boy, from director Chris Robinson.
I'm being paid.
Hey, y'all gonna go to jail stealing.
I believe in you even when you're too stupid to believe in yourself.
ATL, featuring the singles What You Know and Life With Me from T.I.'s new album, King, in stores March 28th. ATL, in theaters March 31st, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Hey, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Hablo Español, and I'd go if I could. Every day we call out names, by the way, and thank you. This is our thank you for listening, too. We really, really appreciate it. And happy anniversary to Jay. I know he just passed his one-year anniversary, and he was speaking of his pets earlier, so I just have to shout out to my dog, Pedro, who turns one tomorrow. He's so much fun. He's the funniest dog I've ever had. He makes me laugh every day, which is great. It's 1-303-713-7600. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. It's 9:35. I really appreciate you all very much, and thank you for welcoming me to 760 Progressive Talk. Tom in Boulder, welcome. Tim, I'm sorry, Tim. I can't read my own handwriting, Tim.
Oh, that's okay.
How sad.
No problem. The earlier caller that was talking about the fearful thing,
mm-hmm.
and the 30% reminded me, I don't know if you know, I didn't until recently, there's a fellow named George Gerbner, who was the grandee of the Annenberg School of Communications at the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he researched television violence and stuff for years and years, and that's why when you watch PBS, sometimes you see the Annenberg CPB project. It's about that school.
Right.
And he had this famous quote. It appears in a bunch of places. I found it in one of the blogs on Salon, and it really fits in. And the guy uses it to explain why right-wing folks are so conservative. It's about fear.
Yeah.
And what Gerbner says is fearful people are more dependent, more easily manipulated and controlled, more susceptible to deceptively simple hardline postures. They may accept and even welcome repression if it promises to relieve their insecurity. And one of the guys on Salon goes on to talk about how that's the 30%, that's the right, you know, the hardcore Republicans
mm-hmm.
that basically say, you know, about
sure sounds
president.
Like Tom Tancredo and the president and Mike Rosen to me.
Oh, yeah. In the political sphere, on this blog, it talks about it, too. In the religious sphere, you know, the extreme fundamentalists.
Oh, Dr. Dobson. I might as well throw him in as long as I'm
exactly.
alienating people. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, all except, you know, like the illegal wiretaps. Why? Because the president says it's okay. Why?
Well, because we're told how to think. So, therefore, we know it's okay because
exactly.
he's here to protect us because he's daddy.
Exactly.
Now, I once heard that conservatives want a daddy government. And, you know, the simplistic way of looking at it is liberals want a mommy government. Well, you know what? I want a government that works for me, not against me. That's what I want. I don't care whether it's my mommy or my daddy. I want them to be benevolent, not malevolent. Thank you.
Exactly. I'd like a government of grown-ups.
Yeah, me too.
You know, adults.
Like, I don't really need it. I don't need to ask who's my daddy when I'm looking for government. You know what I mean?
Mommy, for that matter.
Yeah, I want to say those under different circumstances, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just incredible. But I'm glad you brought that up because I think it explains so much. And I do think it's true that they really don't believe that. That people are human beings wherever we go, you know, good, bad, and indifferent. That's what it is. And I think they need to have an other in order to flog the simplistic, hardline way of being that you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If you read any Joseph Campbell stuff, that's exactly the whole thing about, you know, that you can divide all the religions, if you will, across, you know, the world and across time into sort of basically two groups. The group that is all about us and other,
mm-hmm.
and the ones that are universalist,
mm-hmm.
and they really fall pretty clearly into those two buckets, and there's no middle ground on the thing, and unfortunately, the fearful us and other is who has control of too much religion and clearly too much politics in this country, in my opinion.
Thank you very much for your points. I appreciate them. Tim, good morning. It's 9:38. It's let's check in with Anna in Greeley. Hi, Anna. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I think you've got to have some really good callers.
This has been a great day for callers, hasn't it?
It really has.
It has been wonderful.
Yeah, and it's really, and really the man who spoke just now talking about fear was quite right. I used to wonder when I was a child how it was that the people of Germany and all over Europe believed the propaganda that they were getting. And now I see. Since then, I've also read Stanley Milgram. Are you familiar with his work?
Not as well as I should be, probably.
Well, he looked at obedience to authority.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also, the woman who talked about our foreign policy, NAFTA is one of the ways that we can get rid of NAFTA and CAFTA and stop cutting the salaries of people in half in their home countries. Maybe there wouldn't be such a rush up here to try to work, because work up here is bad. It's like I'm a member of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom,
mm-hmm.
and we've gone out in the fields with people who were not here illegally. You know, here on they chopped up vegetables, and so But what they were being paid with were hot checks.
Oh, dear.
And they didn't have any food. They didn't have any anything to Band-Aids for their fingers when they chopped their fingers. They didn't have anything. And we stood out there with them until the manager, who toward the end of the day got quite drunk and brought out real money and paid them. And I guess from then on paid them, because it was on, thank goodness, a television station, Spanish-speaking television station from Denver came down and covered that. No one else did. I didn't care if, you know, they covered us. I cared if they covered the workers.
Yes.
Yes. And well, you know the man in down in southern Colorado who has a Peruvian sheep herders who work for him on a contract.
And I'm not familiar with that particular story. No.
Well, for a long time, he beat them with chains and would send them out home with no money.
That's
so
awful.
These are not jobs that. I mean, these are taking advantage of people.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for your call, Anna. And I will commend you to an article by Yayan Hirsi Ali from the International Herald Tribune. It's on truthout.org. I'm glad you mentioned you work for International Women for Peace, because there's a whole new study that is about how a United Nations estimate about how 113 to 200 million women around the world are demographically missing. And it talks about all the different rights that women are losing around the world. And I think, you know, it's a truism that when women do better in a country, so does everybody else. And I wish more people kept that in mind.
Exactly right. And the woman who spoke before about people taking care of older people, having enough babies, do you remember when Social Security started in 1935?
No.
Well, you don't remember that, but I don't either. I was born in that year. But it started, and it was until 1960 before women got jobs that paid anything.
Right.
So they couldn't pay into Social Security.
Right.
So half the population was out of paying into Social Security anyway.
Right. Very, very good point.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Anna. I appreciate it. Marta in Broomfield, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hey, Marta.
Hi, Mary. Hey, listen, I've been hearing so much about immigration, but there's one thing you guys haven't covered, and is the fact that a lot of immigrants come here just to get citizenship. And so you have women crossing the borders just to bear children in the United States.
How many people do you think do that?
Oh, a lot of people.
Really?
A lot of women do.
Do you know
but
any?
The funny part is...
Do you know any? Because I'd love to have them call.
Oh, yes, I do.
Call them up and ask them to call the show, would you?
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
But isn't it funny that when you bear a child outside the United States and you have a father that is an American citizen, you have to be married in order to get a U.S. citizen abroad.
And
yet in the United States... anybody could get a citizenship, so it should be. It shouldn't be.
So we should interdict all pregnant women coming over the border from everywhere.
No, we should do is like a lot of countries and other places that one of the two parents should be a citizen, and that will calm down the immigration.
Mm. Where do you come from?
We don't talk about that. I
Martha?
Come from Colombia, and that happened to me. I had to take my son into the American consul. They had to basically touch him and grab him in order to, he is alive, and you better bring proof of marriage, because if not, we ain't giving your son any, citizenship.
Mm.
And I was totally... disbelieved on that so much that I said, hey, if I would have had him in the United States, I wouldn't need you. Because any time Dick and Harry could be born in the U.S. and get a citizenship.
So, Martha, why don't you call one of these women that you know who came over here just to have a child and have her call the show, would you?
Unfortunately, they're not here. They're out in Florida, the ones that I know.
Okay.
But, you know, that's one point that we haven't touched. And if that part of immigration is taken care of, the opening would not be as big as it is nowadays, because that is the biggest thing we have. Once we get a child born here, you could bring everybody else. And
so you're still married to your North American husband?
I am, and I came in here legally. I came here in '62 with my parents, just like, you know, the right way. And so I'm an immigrant. I see the difference. I see my home country where a lot of people bring their parents in at the age of 60, so 5 years later they could have Social Security. It's not fair to you. Who've been working since whatever age, and not fair to my, you know, other people in the United States.
That's really not true, but fine, whatever you need to invent. But let me ask you another question, Mark.
Listen, I grew up in New York City with Puerto Ricans.
You have no foundation, in fact. I know, Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, Martha.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I agree with that. But I'm saying that's part of immigration that people don't really talk about.
Right.
Because a lot of people talk about immigration, but you haven't been to those countries. You really haven't lived there long enough to know exactly how they work around the system in the U.S.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And you know what? There also, I've heard stories of Dominicans pretending to be Puerto Ricans. I understand the whole thing. That's because our country is so desirable, as you so obviously know. By the way, I wanted to ask you, but we didn't have time. The Colombians, I've heard, think they speak the best Spanish, which may be true. Their accent is really pretty. It's 9:45.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Learn about key mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit at Key.com. Subject to credit approval, Key Bank, achieve anything.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM 760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? Starting next week, you can win one of these prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike. And then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I know you've heard the hype about the money you can save with triple pane windows. Hi, I'm Jeff Kingery for Odyssey Windows. The problem with replacing your windows is the cost, right? Well, the most affordable triple pane window you can buy is the Odyssey window. Find out for yourself. Go to the Troubleshooter Network, odysseywindows.com, or call 303-445-0578.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin from The Mortgage Store. You know, the average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. Now, this may be you, and there's something you can do about it. And The Mortgage Store can tell you how. You know, the feds have raised rates, but you can still save hundreds, even thousands of dollars every month if you have a less than perfect credit score with The Mortgage Store. If you're a homeowner, now's the time to tap into that untapped reserve of cash, and you can do it through The Mortgage Store. Their loan consultants at The Mortgage Store are experts in working with you, and you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The Mortgage Store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cards and light trucks.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Oh, please go for that and get $500 for the gas or whatever, or get $500 for the gas at AM760.net. Sign up for the Progressive Club. Please do it. Thank you for joining me today as I fill in for Jay Marvin. And it's 9:50 in the morning. Good morning. So nice to be with you. I appreciate each and every one of you. The other thing is, there are a couple of stories to keep your eye on. Halliburton Company has repeatedly overcharged the government and exhibited, quote, profound systemic problems under a $1.2 billion contract. New documents indicate that they were refusing to be evaluated for they attempted to inflate the cost of the estimates by paying a supplier more than it was due. Another, he cut the cost estimates in half after it was pressed on its true expenses. And in a third, they billed for work performed by the Iraqi oil ministry. Shame, shame, shame. Why are we still doing business with them? And please don't tell me they're the only company in the universe who could do it. Clamp down on them. Okay. You know what? You know who should be felons? People who do things like that. It's called larceny, grand. And they're the ones who should have their butts in jail, not illegal immigrants. All right. It's 303-713-7600. Also, more spy files that have been released include more anti-war surveillance. They even spied on Make a Difference, Coloradans Opposed to War, a group now disbanded, Mad Cow. Yeah. But the FBI is after us. Great. Could you go after the real terrorism suspects, please? And, oh, build good cases against them? That'd be great. Brian in Arvada, welcome.
Hello. I was just wondering, what would be some good websites to use to get population data or hard data on both legal and illegal immigration?
Well, I would Google it and then try for a sampling of both conservative and non-conservative websites. I am recalling my statistics mostly off what I've read in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and The Nation, other areas. So, but I would just check it out. I'm not as familiar as I probably should be in terms of the website available, but I'm sure you can come up with some.
Okay. Do you know, is FirstGov? .gov a good source?
Well, that's the government.
I think it covers all of the government statistics, but it would do census, Office of Immigration Statistics. Does it channel that? I love that. I think it's supposed to be all government websites.
Yeah, I would imagine it would.
So if with the caller before, when she talked about people from another knowing people who come from another country who are 65 to get Social Security in a few years. What statistics did you use to say that's not true? Is it because they hadn't paid in order to get it?
No, because actually illegal immigrants pay in more to Social Security than they take out. That's why I said it wasn't true.
Right.
And
but
those
what she was
statistics,
talking about was people who are
I remember
older.
From Governor Richardson, among others, talking about it. So.
Okay, so it's Governor Richardson?
Governor Richardson of North New Mexico is a very good source of information about illegal immigration. And about what we should do about it. He's very smart on the issue.
Okay. So
but no, I don't think it's true. Do you see hordes of 65-year-olds moving to this country?
Well,
I don't.
I think that they would have to play some interesting games because don't you have to pay in to qualify whether you come into the country or not?
Well, I think you do, and then you have to show you're a citizenship. I think that kind of stuff is just mythology that people start spewing because it's like I don't think pregnant women are crossing with their legs crossed until they get into this country so they can drop a kid either. I think there are some people who do that, but I don't think there are massive numbers of them.
What I heard before sounded more like a challenge to it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think...
From you, that it happens at all.
No, no. I think it happens sometimes, but I just don't think it happens in massive numbers that she was trying to say.
Did you think that the people who were coming over to do it would be able to talk to you about it if it was recent?
Sure, if they want to. I invited her to call up her friends and have them call me.
Safe to do it. What if they haven't had? Were you only asking for people who'd already had their children?
Well, I don't care. If somebody who's just pregnant wants to call me, I'm happy to talk to them, and I can even speak in Spanish and simultaneously translate if that helps.
That would be if I.
I mean, Russian. I can't do. I can't do it if it's a Russian person. I can't do it if it's a French person or a Somali person. But I sure could do it otherwise. Sure. Go ahead. Have them call me up.
Okay. Now, Governor Richardson. Where was he governor again? I'm sorry.
He's governor of New Mexico.
Of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for your call.
You're
Do your research and get back to me. Chuck in Broomfield. Welcome to to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Damn it. I had such a streak going. It's 9:55. Hi, Chuck in Broomfield. Welcome.
I just had a quick idea, something that I don't think that you would actually like, but anyway, a possible way to help finance the massive deportation of illegals, and that would be to simply do like they do with drug dealers, seize their property, auction it off. That would pay for it, and I'll let
you let's see, if they're poverty-stricken and they're... Okay, you're going to argue they're shacks up in the fields, lentil fields of Washington? Go ahead. It's not going to bring you much revenue. I don't think they own it anyway. I think it's owned by the agribusiness. I think a lot of the places people rent are owned by U.S. businessmen. So you're saying confiscate their property? Can we do that?
No.
How about Archer Daniels Midland or one of the big agribiz companies? How about Walmart? Can we confiscate them because they hired illegals on their janitorial staff until they were called on it?
Maybe on the second time they get caught hiring illegals.
I see. So then, and then you're just going to what? You're going to bus them? You're going to gas them? How are you going to do this?
Oh, actually, Nazi Germany showed how to collect millions of people and move them to certain points. I'm not saying that we gas anyone, but there certainly are efficient ways.
But you think on those lines, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Okay.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm sorry. I'm to know that you live in my country. It's 9:56. Whoa! Now that's the that is the scariest person who's called so far this morning. And we could move them just like they did in Nazi Germany. And if you think those people aren't among us, ooh, think again. I'm sorry, I know you're Edmundo, but I can't remember where you're from. I apologize. I'm kind of upset by that last phone call. I got a very bad vibe from it. Welcome.
Thank you. And by the way, I do want to say that, I'm a witness. In fact, my mother was one of the persons that came across the border and to have a... babies in America. I wasn't born here in the United States, you know, but she would cross to Laredo, Texas to have them. And mainly it was so that it would be easier for us to immigrate because sometimes it was difficult for us to obtain the papers over here. So that mom would do that, just come on over. But a lot of other people that are non-citizens are doing that because they see the advantages of becoming a U.S. citizen.
No, you don't become a U.S. citizen. Your child does. Let's make that clear.
That's right.
Right.
Well, but at the time, you know, we're talking about back in the 60s, and then it was easier to even immigrate or even get your green card through your son. But then the laws have changed since then.
Right. It has changed a lot. Now, how did you get? Are you legal?
You bet I am.
And how did you become legal? Because you said you weren't born here.
No. Well, the way I became legal is that through an uncle of mine, that in fact, he came here illegally, and he joined the Army. All of his relatives, you know, 15 brothers and sisters, and plus mom and dad, that is the grandparents, also obtained the citizenship, the immigration papers through them, and then...
And you're all paying Social Security, right?
Yeah, pardon me?
And you're all paying Social Security, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know of anybody, senior citizens in your family, who have moved over specifically to get citizenship?
No, not at this point.
Okay. Well, Edmundo, welcome to our country. From a certain point of view, if I were starving in my country or I made it easier for me to rejoin the rest of my family, sure, I'd cross the border to have a child, too, if I were pregnant. So there you go. Now you can argue amongst yourselves for the rest of the day about what I just said. Al Franken will be back. Thank you very much, Edmundo.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. Well, actually, you'll be calling Jay, but thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, John Turk.